Pedro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Licensed in all 50 states and MLS number 3030.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in Talk Radio, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week at this time. The staff members of the DJV show, the Doug, Jen, Victoria show, take the hour to go through the charts. This happens to be the week of September 14th to the 18th. It's under scrutiny. Top 10 stories, top 10 people list from Talkers. So let's go through the number 10 item is the story of all of the phones that the Mueller investigative team had and now appear to have disappeared, or was just the contents.
Just like
of
magic.
The
it must be a coincidence.
Magic. Yes, right. Yeah. And people who get cynical about government and these investigations, this kind of crap feeds right into it. So why are we to believe anything that came out of there when all of the material that was used to sort of chase around the various players is missing?
Well, we know now that that whole investigation was a lie. It was founded on information that was put together by the Clintons' opposition research team. It was fake information from a British spy put into a dossier, handed to John McCain, and then given to the federal government. And they started investigating. They knew there was nothing to it. They knew it wasn't credible, but they lied about it to spy on the Trump campaign.
Hundreds of millions of dollars later, you and I have taken it in the shorts. Because that's
and
all
there's going to be no
was.
Accountability because, oops, all of their phones just magically disappeared.
Yeah. All right. Wonderful. Number nine, the government and foreign affairs. I'd say the best thing to happen this week is the situation in the Middle East. The announcement that was made, is it three countries now? What was the
Bahrain,
three or four countries? Yeah.
Yeah, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel. It was a huge deal, and it was really kind of passed over. I mean, there wasn't a lot made of it.
Everybody's making a big deal out of COVID still and the fires and Black Lives Matter, so where is their time for this?
I think it's pretty significant.
Good.
I was disappointed. A lot of, like, Nancy Pelosi had the opportunity to go. She said that it was a distraction by President Trump to try to distract people from what's really going on. I think Middle East peace would be celebrated if we took politics out of it, no matter what.
What an outrageous statement. Unconscionable. Well,
we haven't even gotten a second stimulus package passed, though. So there are way more important things. Sorry, it's great, sure. Middle East peace, sure. But there
don't
are people
agree.
That are hurting, that are, well, because we all have jobs.
Well,
but there are plenty of people who are
the,
really hurting in this country right now.
Right. And Nancy Pelosi is also failing there, too. I mean, she hasn't
I'm not
been
saying
able to come to the day. To,
this is not even about Pelosi. It's not about Pelosi. I'm upset that no one has gotten anything done on either side. I'm just saying, sure, it's fine.
Remember that when you go to the polls on November the 3rd. Whoever, if there's an opposition candidate to whoever your congressperson is, vote for him. That's I wish I had the opportunity to do that. There's nobody running against the woman who I have written to twice
Who's
about what.
Congresswoman?
Her name is Catherine Clark. And she has, I wrote to her, I happen to know her assistant, so I said, hey, pal, you really do sound, and I've kind of said it like that. Hey, pal, this, if you want to get my vote, I'm just going to leave it blank. I'm not, I don't usually vote for people. There are a lot of blanks.
She's running unopposed? Seriously?
Yeah,
there's
unopposed.
Not one person?
Not one person running against her.
Wow.
And so when I asked her what she was doing to bring American companies back from China, crickets. She sent me, the first response she sent me was all about Trump and what a bad guy he is. And I sent her back a note and I said, I didn't ask you to blame it all on Trump because it isn't all on him. I want to know what you, as my congressperson, are doing to bring businesses back to my state. You represent my state. You represent me. And there was no answer to the second one. None. Zero. So she can, I'm not, why would I waste my vote? Even if I don't have anybody else to vote for, I'll write somebody's name in. I'll write my dog's name in. Daisy Mae Stephan gets my vote for Congress. All right, so next, number eight, the economy. So here's something that New Jersey politicians are trying to get done. You'll have to explain this because you're in New Jersey, Victoria. The millionaire's tax. Apparently there's been a proposal we got to get those damn millionaires because we all know.
Well, it's not that. It's a tax cut for the people, and New Jersey has been hit really, really hard. Going into the pandemic, we actually had a surplus for the first time in a long time in New Jersey.
That's good management.
And so, well, look, our Governor Murphy was the head of Goldman Sachs North America and parts of Asia. Like, he's a finance guy. That's what he is. He's a business guy and he's a finance guy. So that was his priority, was getting New Jersey out of debt, and that's what he's done. Now, because we've been hit so hard, we no longer have a surplus. We're in debt because of the pandemic. And so, he's going to raise taxes on the upper 1% and give a tax cut to working class families. So I'm in that boat. So I'm all for a tax cut. Why not?
Is it a tax cut, or what I'm seeing is that it's actually going to be just a $500 rebate check, and that it's just an increase on high earners, right? Isn't it? I mean, from the way I understood it, was if you're making $5 million or more a year, you're getting taxed in the highest bracket. They're making that now. The lever is now $1 million.
$1 million. That's correct.
But I didn't see anything about a tax cut. I actually saw that in exchange, to try to make this probably more popular, they're going to give $500 rebates to people.
I don't know about the rebates. I read yesterday that there was a tax cut proposal that was coming soon. So I don't know if it's just going to be a rebate or if it's going to be a tax cut and a rebate. I'm not sure. Because we know that we haven't gotten, there hasn't been a second round of stimulus payments, and the pandemic insurance ran out at the end of July, that extra $600 a week that people were, living on and needed. So that's gone. So that $500 rebate might be.
There's a whole big to-do about where this money comes from, where it goes. Yep, there are a lot of people who need support and help, and there are a lot of people who are milking the system. People, I've talked this week to no less than four business owners in my business roundtable group here in my hometown, and they've had to close down certain units in their. The guy owns a restaurant. He said, I can't even have indoor. We can open up indoors, but I don't have the help to do it because they still can get more out of unemployment than coming back to work. So there needs to be a balance here. Let me go back for a minute, though, to the tax question in New Jersey, wherever it may be. Taxation without representation. Where was that written? That's not part of the Constitution. That was in the Declaration, wasn't it? Where was taxation? Mm-hmm. Yeah, wherever it is. So, but it seems to me, because these millionaires tax stuff, always there, all these people are yelling and screaming, you gotta get enough money out of the rich people, because those. And my understanding is from a couple of different tax attorneys I know, this kind of stuff is unconstitutional. So it doesn't ever get anywhere anyhow. Or if people want to challenge it, it ends up in court for years and years and years.
Well, are any of us getting representation for our taxation?
No.
I mean,
no.
I live in California. I get nothing for the amount of taxes that I pay in this state.
You get a state that's horribly run.
I used to get the weather, but now all I do is get a big lung full of ash. So,
serious. Thousands of people are leaving California every day because of this sort of thing. Coming up next, the situation in education from K through 12 and then secondary as well, as we consider that issue. Number 7, in fact, this week on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Stephan, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Kellitrin. Why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Kellitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and unavailable on leases. See dealer for details.
All right, next up here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you is number 7, situation with our educational system. The system is falling apart, can't deal with the realities of COVID. I don't care what who you talk to, you won't find, even teachers think that this is that nothing's going on, really. They're all, one of the conversations we had this week on the DJB program, excuse me, was a focus on unions and how they're affecting what the teachers do and that sort of thing. What's the priority? But whether you're in kindergarten where my grandson is, or whether you're in high school or whether you're in college, the whole system has not fared well under this COVID situation. So what do we do now? I don't hear an answer that really is cogent. Do you, ladies? What do we do now? The last 6 months have been disaster. Nobody's learned anything anywhere. It amounts to anything. And so,
well, if you all the director, I have some friends who are teachers, and they've gone above and beyond to make sure their students aren't falling behind. So I think that's
how
that's
do we
kind
know
of
that?
A,
how do we know the students aren't falling behind? They may have done a good job trying to do that. And,
well, because kids still have tests, and you can see if kids are grasping the material or not.
Here in Framingham,
this time
no
around,
tests.
It's a little better. I can tell you is my experience in L.A. L.A. seems to be taking it a little more seriously, but I still think there's something missing. And if you listen to our L.A. County Public Health Director, schools will go back into session after Election Day. So there's that.
Because?
She was caught on video saying, well, we'll go back to the classroom after Election Day.
But what's the point? I mean, I don't know, what's the connection?
It makes you think it's political, doesn't it?
Well,
Well, I don't know. That's I think there are a lot of teachers that are working throughout the country, and I have friends in various states who are teachers working really hard. So
well,
I think it's
the danger of a blanket condemnation.
Well, that's what I'm calling you out for.
Right. Well, but I didn't know. I don't know that I said all teachers everywhere suck. That isn't
well,
really
you're
what
saying
I
no
said.
Kid is learning anything, and there
I'm
are certainly
convinced.
Pockets where kids are definitely falling through the cracks in inner cities, but
I think
teachers are trying to do their absolute best.
I think some are and some are not. Some hide behind, as do other public employees, hide behind the unions because they're incompetent. And it's just that's the part of this whole system that gets under my skin because we can't seem to get rid of the ones that ought not to be there in the first place. All right, different subject matter for a different day. 21 after now here on the Talk Radio Review. Up next, Attorney General Barr.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
We are Women of Vision.
Hi, I'm Haley Clandenny.
And I'm Maurice Brown.
Join us for the Women of Vision show Tuesday nights from 6 to 7.
Women of Vision is a movement, women empowering women locally and globally. We connect female professionals and entrepreneurs and encourage women to collaborate and achieve their personal and professional goals.
With a spirit of integrity and excellence, we will motivate you to thrive, activating your unique abilities. Join us Tuesday nights from 6 to 7 on KCNR 96.5 FM.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 at the hour, time for us to continue overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all at talkers.com, along with a list every week of these stories and people and all kinds of things happening to hosts and on radio stations that do this sort of a format. It's kind of fun to have it all right there at your fingertips at talkers.com. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at number 6 on the list of the top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers, were Barr's comments. So I'm looking at my Facebook page this morning, and I'm going to read what was posted by somebody who's a friend of mine, actually. He writes, "It's simply astonishing what stupidity comes out of the mouths of Barr and Trump. Just when you think you could not hear anything more preposterous, they prove you wrong with another outlandish statement. It's almost like they were competing against each other to see who can say something more stupid." And the comments are blinded by power, that kind of stuff, the back and forth. But around here, that's, you know, you're not going to get much support for anything Trump does anyway. When I make my notes as I go through the story list, my question to myself after number 6 having to do with Barr's comments on sedition and civil liberties is why? Why did he even go there? Where did that conversation start? And why would he think it was necessary, especially now, to go down that street? Anybody got comment or reaction or thought?
I'll say something that is probably not going to go, it's not going to be too popular, but I'll tell you that if you read, so I think there's something, there's two things that have happened. One, I think that there are a group of people who are genuinely emotionally upset about what they think are problems with policing in the country or a racial divide in the country. And I think those people are organic and I think they're genuine and I think they are there. I also believe that the Black Lives Matter movement, the formal movement, like if you go to their website and look up blacklivesmatter.com, so the roots of the movement are founded in Marxism and are founded in a push to destroy what we know as our country and push for something different. And I don't know necessarily how well they actually benefit the people that they're saying that they're out there trying to serve and represent. That's what I think the Attorney General was calling out yesterday, is that many people believe that the Black Lives Matter organized movement that you can look about, I mean, and they tell you, it's on the website, you can read their manifesto, essentially. He called out the fact that they have Marxist ideals. And is it controversial for him to say that? Yes, but I think also there are a lot of people who don't realize exactly what they're supporting when they support the organization of Black Lives Matter. Not necessarily that you think that everything is perfect with race. I hope I'm being very clear about that, because I think there are people with really legitimate and genuine concerns. But the organization itself seems to have co-opted that vulnerable group of people, and they may not be standing for exactly what they say. And I think that's what was being called out.
Well, I think that there are there certainly are many, many examples of the L.A. sheriff is perhaps one of them. Actually, I'm moving into number five because it is related to number six. And a situation in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, which has come back to light after a trial 6 years ago in which an officer, well, actually there were six officers who testified about a struggle that they had with a fellow, a black man in a car. He was stopped and he resisted getting outside the car. He said he was afraid. They sprayed him with pepper spray. And, you know, because I don't know, they had the guns then at that point in time. Anyway, so he was found guilty and whatever happened after that. So now he's been suing the police department because an officer at one point said FNNR to him, and they apparently captured it on tape. And so the officer says he didn't say it, but they got him saying it. And so now this guy is suing the city, and the Supreme Judicial Court says, yep, you can sue. 28 past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 833-8-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere. Live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. We bring you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites.
You'll hear from experts on national security, the environment, veterans affairs, world politics, and everything in between.
Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your John Deere Ag and Turf products.
Join us every Sunday from noon until 2. wethepeopleradio.us.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
You win, especially on your birthday. Watch for your free play coupon in the mail. Didn't get your birthday gift? Come on in to Wind River Resort and Casino on your birthday and collect your free play. Or if you have birthday coupons from other casinos, bring them in and we'll match up to $100 in free play. To sweeten the deal, you'll also receive triple points on your special day. Only one birthday gift or free play redeemed per year. Slot play limited to $100. Details at windriver.com.
Bathrooms. If you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
800-832-1549. 800-832-1549. That's 800-832-1549.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the stories and the people being discussed this week. According to research done at Talkers Magazine, we're here with the Countdown Review. And when I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all members of the DJV clan, ladies whose opinions I trust, whose thoughts and work and research I trust. That's why they're here with me. That's what makes it all work. Put them together, and what do you have? Lots of experience, lots of thinking, and lots of ideas, some of which are new to these discussions, which we certainly need. We need new ideas. When it comes to actually number five, we started talking about Black Lives Matter a bit, and also included in that discussion police reform, the situation with the sheriff. And what's the latest with those two in Los Angeles, the two sheriffs who got shot, sheriff's deputies earlier this week, Jennifer?
Yeah, one of them, so it was an ambush shooting, and one of them has been let out of the hospital. There was a male 24-year-old and a 31-year-old female. The male has gone home. He was shot in the forehead, the arm, the hand, I think. And then the female cop got shot through the jaw. She's the one, by the way, you want to talk about a kick butt woman who had lots of first aid training, apparently. So she got her partner out of the car, literally saved his life, probably got him behind a barricade because she wasn't sure that the shooter wasn't coming back again or that this wasn't a coordinated effort. And she made a tourniquet and was able to help keep him safe until the paramedics got there. So one of them is out of the hospital. She still remains in the hospital, but she's expected to make it, and she seems to be up and talking and able to speak with her family, which is a good news. She's got a six-year-old son. The sheriff is in hot water, and I don't hesitate usually telling people what I think, but sometimes
help yourself, Jennifer.
But I don't really know what to think about the L.A. County sheriff, to be honest. He's getting a lot of criticism. He's getting a lot of criticism from the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. They have been pushing to defund his police. They did to the tune of $400 million in this last year alone.
How the hell big is his budget? They cut $400 million out of it. A sheriff?
A lot less big, that's for sure. Well, the sheriff's department is gigantic. In Los Angeles, but people may not realize, you know the scope and how big L.A. County is. So the LAPD does what kind of polices what's called deemed L.A. City. I live in L.A. City. I live in the jurisdiction of the LAPD. But all of the unincorporated areas, even areas, the neighborhoods like around the actual city of Los Angeles are patrolled by L.A. County sheriffs. So their geographic region is actually pretty large and widespread. So it doesn't surprise me that their budget is as big as it is. And they also are the ones who have a lot of jails in their area. They have a lot of different elements at play, so it's a big budget for sure. Less big today, but he's under fire for a couple of things. There was a police involved shooting yesterday. He came out with video evidence that the suspect actually held a gun on officers, but the community has been outraged about that. There's an oversight commission that has said he should resign because of that. There's also the stuff going on with the deputies and the search for the suspect, which there doesn't seem to be anything or any qualified leads being reported in the news media. And he's been calling out some local celebrities like LeBron James to try to get them to take a break from the anti-police sentiment and start bringing in money. He challenged LeBron James this week to bring in money for the reward. So he's under fire. He's rattling feathers. He's relatively new. He's just been elected. So he's being tested
that
right
kind
now.
Of money, man. You're talking about,
I know.
What kind of corruption is there that could have a play in that? All right, moving along now. Number four on the countdown list, the situation we stay with, the weather has been a big focus this week, Victoria. The hurricane, which pretty much petered out once it got onto land, but still, what was it, 4 hours, had 4 months worth of rain in it, something
yeah.
like that?
Yeah, 4 months of rain in just a couple of hours. It was, and the flooding and the damage it's nowhere near, you know, being addressed at this point because they're still having a lot of rain and issues. But
they had the same thing 2 weeks ago. So how can you address it at all? Just sit there and wait for the next one.
Yeah,
and there's more to come because the season isn't over yet and won't be for another month or so. Mm-hmm. Although usually it's worst in August, late August, and through September. There's another hurricane out in the mid-Atlantic, but it's not even going to touch land. If you saw the track of it, it's going north up into the northern Atlantic, maybe touching northern New England with wind and rain and into Canada, but there's a pass there. But I don't know.
One that's in the Caribbean right now that's starting up.
Yeah. Too bad this couldn't happen on the West Coast so they could put out the fires.
I know.
That are there.
I hate to say it, but
hello, let's have some rain. Well, there is rain in the Northwest this week, right? This weekend, isn't there supposed to be a lot of rain?
Oregon, yeah, they're supposed to get some rain in Oregon and Washington, which is good. We are not getting rain. It's going to be 90. It'll be warm.
Well, you've got
the off.
Santa Ana's, the wind from the backside of these storms on the Pacific just make the fires worse,
that's
if anything.
That's better for air quality, but it does make the fires worse because they're spreading.
Sucks the.
The thing that with the hurricanes, and I know, Victoria, we've talked about this, and the stuff with the fires in California, having to evacuate under social distancing guidelines is not easy. It's not easy for the first responders who are trying to get in places and for people trying to find shelter. If they're not lucky enough to have friends and family or if they can't afford a hotel to go to, it's tough. It's really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three. As the situation with COVID and where we are, where we're going, Dr. Fauci and what he has to say about vaccines and what the companies who are coming up with a vaccine are having to say, the optimism about getting rid of this problem or certainly addressing it seriously by the end of the year, people trying to figure out how they're going to get back to normal. Some are, some aren't. The movement of people I find most interesting. The people who are moving out of the cities and moving because of all kinds of things. COVID has caused jobs to disappear, companies to re-examine how they run themselves, and people in their lives living in close quarters and what that's done for them, how that's changed. At the beginning of all of this, I know we said, talking to one of our astrologers on the DJV program, that this was going to change lives for people, many people, for the rest of their life. And I think that's happened. Don't you? I'm not talking even about the people who have died and the families impacted by that, but the way we work, more people working from home, the number of people working in various jobs, don't you think it has become really, the standards have changed.
Well, and then I was just looking at something over the weekend that showed that over 1 million mortgage holders fell through the safety net. So that's another thing that, you know, people have worked for a long time to save up money to buy a house, and that ownership is now seriously in jeopardy. And once you and you know, anyone who's gone through a bout of bad credit, you know, once you've got a foreclosure, how are you ever going to buy a house?
7 years if you're lucky. Yeah, if you're lucky, they can get you into the 7 years.
And that's the long-term devastating impact. People having their cars repossessed. Once you have a repossession on your credit score, where do you go? You won't get a car loan.
You go to the guys who sell junk cards, and they tell you, we finance everybody. They don't tell you it's 19% interest or whatever goes on.
So those are the kinds of things that I think people maybe on the surface haven't really thought about in terms of the real long-term devastating effects that the pandemic has had on us. But, yeah, it's a horrible position to be in, but a lot of Americans are right there now. So.
Yep, and who knows what we will do.
If you're a renter even, so many people, you know, the rent protections have expired depending on where you live. So if you get kicked out, you know, as a former New York City person, if you mess up your rent record, you get put on a blacklist and you can't even rent an apartment. They run all the landlords. They have a blacklist. And once you're on it, you never get off of it. It's been very controversial thing for many years, but it is real.
One of the things that nobody knows about in China is that there are these bands of mostly men, because men are the ones that, you know, the women were basically killed in the whole generation of Chinese female fetuses were basically killed because they want to have more men to do the work and they didn't want more women. And so now they have these hordes of men who literally walk from city to city, not the main cities, but the smaller cities that are ancillary to the big cities, walking from city to city to city to try to find jobs, try to find a place to work, try to find a place to live. And that's one of the most interesting and compelling unreported stories coming out of China. It's the kinds of things that happen when you have a despotic government and there aren't a lot of protections for people. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, are we going to go down that road here? Are we going to have hordes of people going from town to town, city to city, looking for work? I don't want to say that it is going to happen. It could happen. Anything can happen. It depends on how well we have. If we have good leadership, good business leadership, good governmental leadership, and that certainly leaves the most of the leadership today, in my opinion, leaves a lot to be desired. Looking at the list of stories from Talkers Magazine, of the top 10 stories, in fact, in News Talk Radio this week, the week of September 14th to the 18th, at number 10, the Mueller team wiping out all of the info that was on their cell phones. At number 9, what's going on in the United States in relationship to countries around the world. Number 8 is the economy. Number 7, the situation in education, all levels of it. Number 6, Attorney General Barr commenting on sedition and civil liberties. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, the weather, Hurricane Sally, wildfires. Number 3, COVID, vaccines, and how the world has changed, basically. All right, number 2, the presidential race. I think that could be number 1 and number 2, but number 1 actually is still the focus on health care. That's the chart. Those are the stories from Talkers Magazine this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. The presidential race up next in our scrutiny here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. About 20 years ago, the first drug to treat erectile dysfunction was approved by the FDA, with about half of all men between the ages of 40 and 70 experiencing some level of erectile dysfunction. That was good news for a common problem. But
before we even talk about medications, we should first talk about lifestyle changes.
Why? Because if there is a blood flow problem to the penis, Dr. Tobias Kohler says there is likely a blood flow problem to the heart.
The blood vessels that feed the penis are about 2 millimeters in diameter, and the blood vessels in the heart are about 4 millimeters in diameter. So whenever you have problems with blood flow to areas, the penis will act first because the vessels are smaller.
And one of the best ways to combat both is to exercise and eat healthy.
If you lose weight, if you quit smoking, if you have a slimmer waistline, your penis will be better.
And your heart as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Also, we like to enumerate, because sometimes don't get to this as officially as we might like, the actual list of the top 10 people being discussed, sort of in hand with the stories. At 10, Robert Mueller. At number 9, Jared Kushner. Number 8, Scott Atlas. Number 7, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 6, Jenny Durkin. William Barr is at 5. Michael Caputo is at 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3. Joe Biden is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. I guess there's no surprise there when you get right down to it. The most interesting, we probably should do a list instead of just people list, the most interesting people of the week. And that would be a, you know, completely different list, except perhaps for Donald Trump, who, if you saw that interview, the Stephanopoulos interview this week, was pretty interesting, I thought. You can make up your own mind as you listen to the discussion of these stories and the people every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's spend a couple of minutes on the presidential race. My friend, Mr. Bailey, who runs KQEN station out in Oregon that carries this program, says he heard us talking about the various candidates all through the week, and today is no exception. Hearing a lot of people not being happy with the two main choices, I'm interviewing the Libertarian presidential candidate, Dr. Joe Jorgensen, later today.
I've heard that name a lot over the last several days, by the
way. That's literally the first time I've ever heard that name.
Yeah,
really? I feel like in the last election, the Libertarian candidates got a lot more attention.
Right, yeah, they did.
They debated, actually. Well, they debated amongst themselves. It was Gary What's-His-Face Johnson.
Yeah, and former governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld. Yeah, they were good candidates. Bill Weld ran against Trump in the primary.
Gary Johnson was kind of a moron.
Let's not get crazy.
Bill Weld was fine.
Well,
what is Aleppo? What is Aleppo?
So what happens if the election is up in the air after the election? I was looking into what happens.
A lot of lawyers. There are going to be a lot of lawyers. There are going to be a lot of lawyers from both campaigns and both parties in the swing states. And if there's not a clear winner, it's going to be a mess.
Constitution and federal law ensures that by Inauguration Day, the House and the Senate can elect a president and vice president and fix the problem. So let's see. Let's hope that doesn't happen. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Start your morning with Free Fire Radio and Carl and Linda Bott, 7 to 9 a.m.
And then it's us, Armstrong and Getty, from 9 to 12.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency child care, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR. Now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Brought to you by Acers.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top five items from the world of technology. That's what we have right now on Tech Talk at 53 after the hour review of the top five items this week that Victoria Keelan has researched as they impact you. And at number five, I'm not going to do my Samuel L. Jackson impression because most of that you can't get away with on the radio. So,
correct.
What do we have here? Hey.
So Amazon is expanding the Samuel L. Jackson voice skill for its Alexa digital assistant. Now it includes tens of thousands of more phrases, which will be fun, and, of course, a lot more swearing. So they're also giving him his own dedicated wake phrase, so all you need to say now is, hey, Samuel, rather than go through, hey, Alexa,
hey, Samuel!
Can you get... Yeah, so Hey Samuel, if you have that now, it's only 99 cents to access this on Echo and other Alexa-enabled devices. And so while gathering feedback, Amazon said 75% of the users of Samuel's voice on Alexa said they wanted a more candid, off-the-cuff version than what was originally, you know, he had basically some recorded phrases. So now you can interact with him even more, and there are 30,000 more phrases that were added, and five times the swear words. So... It makes Alexa a lot more fun when it's Samuel L. Jackson talking back to you.
All right, number four is the sharpest item of the week as far as I'm concerned. Please summarize, Victoria.
If you use the navigation app called Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is, as all of us have said here, it's by far, I think, the best navigation app available. It's owned by Google, but it has way more features than Google Maps does or even Apple Maps. And so they're adding a new feature that I think all of us have suffered with, and it's called Lane Guidance. So what it does now, it will recommend what lane you should be in when you're entering or exiting a freeway or a highway. And in the past, it's sort of been a little murky, and you had to kind of figure out which lane you needed to be in on your own, and that can be dangerous while you're driving and trying to also exit or enter a freeway. So now it will be very specific about which lane you need to be in order to execute the exit. So that's a good feature. They've stolen it from Google Maps and Apple Maps, but I think overall Waze is still really is much better. They also have new traffic notifications that will let you know that traffic is building up on the way to your favorite or frequent destinations. So that will help too, so you can beat the rush.
Just me personally, that's the best story of the week.
Yeah.
Number three and some of these others have no meaning. Drone deliveries, I'm not exactly going to be in line for that.
Well, you're not a Walmart customer. However, many, many millions of Americans are. And so Zipline is a drone company. They are partnering with Walmart for a new drone delivery operation. So the program is going to be for on-demand deliveries of health and wellness products, including prescriptions. They're starting the trial next year in their headquarters, which is in Bentonville, Arkansas. And Zipline's launch and release system allows for on-demand delivery in less than an hour. They'll be operating from a Walmart store, and they can service a 50-mile radius. If you think about it, a 50-mile radius for delivery within an hour is pretty amazing. So that's like about an hour away in most places, maybe even a little more. So that's actually great news. Earlier this year, Zipline announced it was partnering with a hospital system in North Carolina to make contactless deliveries of PPE. That worked out really well, and that's why they've now moved up a step with Walmart. And so they've already delivered more than 200,000 critical medical products to health facilities in multiple countries. Back in 2016, Zipline made a lot of headlines because they were the first national drone delivery system in the world to deliver blood to patients in remote areas of Rwanda. That was their real testing ground. So, and then on the other end of it, Amazon, which is constantly competing with Walmart, they recently got approval in August from the FAA to operate as a drone airline in the U.S. So we're not really sure what that's going to look like yet, but next year in 2021, we'll start to see how these drone delivery systems really kind of pan out.
Number two, Apple has a big announcement.
Yep, Apple announced, they did their annual September announcement of all the new products, and one of the new ones is the Apple Watch Series 6, which is pretty cool. The new model looks just like the 4 and the 5, but it adds a variety of new sensors to allow for things like blood oxygen monitoring and better sleep tracking. The Series 6 can measure blood oxygen levels in 15 seconds using both red and infrared light. The reason that's important, and you've been hearing a lot about this during the pandemic, blood oxygen levels are often tied. If you have a low blood oxygen level, that's usually one of the first signs of COVID. And so if you're a lot of people, you know, they had oxygen levels that were way lower than they should be, and that was an initial symptom that doctors knew to treat patients for COVID-19. So you can get that information now from the Apple Watch.
Number one, Amazon is a products that they have are Firehead.
Yeah. Amazon Basics is their own line of electronics, and they make more than 5,000 budget-friendly products. However, after 1,500 reviews of 70 items, they have been deemed a fire hazard. So be very, very cautious if you're buying Amazon Basics electronics.
Budget-friendly, but don't want to have them in your house unless you want to have your house burned down. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel. State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in five computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at Lens of Liberty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump says he'll name his Supreme Court pick to replace the late Ruth Bader Ginsburg in the coming days.
So we will uphold equal justice under the law for citizens of every race, color, religion, and creed. I will be putting forth a nominee next week. It will be a woman.
President telling a crowd during a campaign rally at Fayetteville, North Carolina last night that he has a short list of some very good people. Meanwhile, Mark Short, chief of staff for Vice President Pence, says a confirmation vote before November 3rd is certainly possible because Ginsburg was confirmed within 43 days, and currently it's 44 days out from the election. But Short says the White House is leaving the confirmation timetable up to Republican Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. A wildfire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles being stoked by strong winds.
This blaze prompted authorities to issue evacuation orders for desert communities that lost some homes a day earlier. The weather pattern was similar on Friday when winds pushed the Bobcat fire onto the desert floor. This caused the blaze to explode in size and destroy homes. The extent of the destruction is not immediately clear.
Andrew Stewart reports some 250 Marines have been deployed to Fresno to assist firefighters already on scene. So far, western wildfires have claimed 35 lives. Tropical Storm Beta expected to bring heavy rainfall to parts of the upper Texas Gulf Coast and Louisiana in the coming days. The National Weather Service says while Beta could bring up to 20 inches of rain in some areas of Texas and Louisiana over the next several days, it's no longer expected to reach hurricane intensity. The first rain bands from Beta have reached the Texas coast, but the heaviest rain not expected to occur until late Monday into early Tuesday morning. Check out more news, read the best analysis, both at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his verbal and physical abilities are starting to come back while he's recovering at the German hospital where he's being treated for suspected nerve agent poisoning.
Navalny, the most visible opponent of Russian President Vladimir Putin, fell ill on a domestic flight to Moscow on the 20th of August and was transferred to Germany for treatment. A German military lab later determined that the Russian politician was poisoned with Novichok, the same class of Soviet-era agent that Britain said was used on a former Russian spy and his daughter in England in 2018. I'm Zaria Shakili.
The Census Bureau's contending with numerous disasters as wildfires and hurricanes disrupt the final weeks of the once-a-decade headcount. The agency was already burdened with COVID-19 and a tightened deadline. The fires on the West Coast have now forced tens of thousands to flee their homes before they could be counted. More at townhall.com. A university in the former capital of the Confederacy will remove building names, plaques, and other symbols that honor several Confederate supporters.
The Board of Visitors at Virginia Commonwealth University in Richmond have voted unanimously to remove 16 different references on campus. The process began nearly 3 years ago when the school president formed a committee to examine items on campus related to the Confederacy. A second committee made recommendations this summer when Confederate monuments in the city and elsewhere were toppled or removed following the death of George Floyd. John Scott reporting.
Illinois officials plan to remove a state capitol statue of Stephen Douglas as part of a national reckoning on race prompted by the police custody death of George Floyd. Douglas was a political legend and a longtime rival of Abraham Lincoln, who also profited from family-owned slaves. You can read more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Here we are on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, your official overview of the charts put together by Talkers Magazine and their group of brilliant editors and reporters, led by the brilliant Michael Harrison, who's the editor and he's the publisher of said magazine. Well, actually, it used to be a magazine. It isn't anymore. It's online.
It's
talkers.com.
It's an online magazine.
Online magazine. Right.
Oh, yeah.
But isn't that kind of oxymoronic? How can you be? A magazine is something you put your hand, like the, this is like, you know, my Rush Limbaugh impersonation. And so that's, for me, is a magazine, but not for you.
Well, it all depends. That's like saying then this show is not a radio show if people are listening online. It's still a radio show.
How dare they? Listen on the radio. That's the best place.
We have to get used to the new media, the new platforms, while maintaining our understanding of the 20th century ideas of what these packages are. You know, if a news organization is a news organization, whether their information is coming on the printed page or on the digital page, and a magazine has many meanings, and the meaning is bringing things together under one roof. So that's how we mean it. But, we're not the only ones going through re-explanations of what things are as we transition into I guess a period of unstable relationships between form and content. It comes down to form and content.
So that's the way this show's going to go today, huh?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You have your professorial hat on? It's great. I think we need more PBS-style programming. And this could be.
Okay,
why can't we have
right.
By the way, why isn't the countdown on PBS, public radio?
Let's do it this way. And now today, on the Countdown, we're going to be presenting an overview of the most talked-about subjects in the media on news talk radio stations, which you all realize are radical right-wing propagandistic fascist outlets.
So listen to our stations that are left-leaning liberal lunatics.
There you go.
All right, let's go through. By the way, Shana Tova, I got that. I've got it all figured out now. How to pronounce
yes,
that.
Today is, this holiday is
weekend.
It's hard to, the holidays that we are used to applying to the seasons, this whole year has been like, is it Easter? Oh,
Gonzo.
Is it Passover?
Yeah, right, exactly.
What's Christmas going to be like this year? Mm-hmm. You know, they've already ruined Halloween.
My God. Have you seen, by the way, some of those masks, those Karen masks? You know what the Karen thing is.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Boy, she is the girl of my dreams.
Oh, is she?
She's got this great hairdo, this blonde streaked asymmetrical thing. Her skin is nice and ruddy and patchy and her eyes are red and
bloodshot
and bug eye. Her teeth are green.
Yeah.
And she says, "I want to speak to the manager."
Uh-huh. All right, let's go through Mr. Manager the stories this week, please.
Oh gosh,
that's why we're here after all, sort of.
Okay. Do you want me to read them off of paper or off of a computer screen? Which would you prefer?
I got mine on paper.
The stories. At number 10, the Mueller team phone wiping.
Yeah, there you go. Why do we have... This is a great one, man. If you don't think this is the height of something, my God. These guys can get away with anything. Anyway, go ahead through the list and we'll come back.
At number 9, we have U.S. Foreign Affairs. We used to call it U.S.-China, U.S.-Russia, U.S.-Middle East related.
East, I thought there was, nobody paid much attention to it this week because of all the other nonsense with the wildfires and COVID and the race and Black Lives Matter. But I thought this was pretty significant and kind of for everybody that wants to throw, maybe it says something about the news media and how they don't want to cover Trump in a positive light. I thought this was a fairly good, I don't know if it's a coup, but this is whoever put it together. I thought
it's a
it was
step,
pretty
it's a step,
good.
It's a step in the right direction. It has some bugs and flaws to it, and certainly there are areas of it that can be criticized, but I tend not to. Yeah. My particular view of it is that it's an achievement for the Trump administration.
Yeah.
Of course, if you are a proponent of the two-state solution to the Israeli-Palestinian problem, then it is a terrible pact of war. So there are different views on this, but I tend to think it's an achievement. I agree with you. The press has played it down because much of the press is anti-Trump, and they don't want to give them any kind of benefit of any doubt. At number 8, we have the economy. At number 7, the education crisis. At number 6, Attorney General Barr's comments on sedition and civil liberties. And that's pretty interesting.
I wrote down, make notes when I'm getting ready to go on the air with you. I look at the stories and the people, and I make notes next to the list. Yeah. So my note next to number 6 is just why, with a question mark. Why would you get involved in that at all? And that was my comment. So anyway.
Okay. Well, that's great. Whatever. Picking up where we left off.
Yes,
at number 5, race relations, Black Lives Matter, police reform, the L.A. police ambush, and the Breonna Taylor settlement. These are all part of the race relations at number 5.
Yep.
Number 4, the wildfires, Hurricane Sally, and climate change. It's up there at number 4. Number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. We're constantly talking about the statistics, how many people died, how many people will die, how many people have gotten it worldwide, nationwide, statewide. And number 2, the presidential race.
And by the way, that's a nonsense number because nobody really knows. They can't attribute who's died to it. They can't really look at medical records. The whole thing is a scam. It could be millions. It could be half of the number. It doesn't there's no way of knowing what the accurate number is. What good does it do you to know that 13 people in your town died yesterday? So what? What does that do for you? Make your life better?
Well, I am so overwhelmed by the multiplicity of concepts that you've thrown at me, I don't know how to respond. What does it matter that 13 million people in your community died yesterday? What does that matter?
13. Okay. Did I say million? I meant 13 people.
Oh, I thought you said 13.
No, I would say that it. No, that's not the point. But people use this as some sort of reference point. Like, what can you do in a sense about it? I think all it does is scare people, and maybe that's what we're supposed to do, is scare them into wearing masks or scare them into distancing, whatever it is. But I find it, because I don't think the stats are accurate, I tend not to pay much attention to them. That's just me.
Oh, it's not just you. A lot of people feel that way.
Oh, okay.
All right, so number two is the presidential race and the mail-in voting security. That's probably the major issue of the presidential race in terms of the actual election, is the mail-in thing. But there's so much to the presidential race, and you know, basically everything we've talked about relates to the presidential race. Every subject we've talked about so far,
sure does,
is in the presidential race. And the only thing that we've isolated as being, you know, a topic that's even more so has been health care. And talk about vaccines and masks. We're still talking about masks, both politically and scientifically. And the vaccine issue has become controversial, where it has been politicized. Donald Trump says, here it is, it's coming, we got it, we're doing a great job. And other members of his administration and in the health community are saying, woo, not so fast.
Well,
so there you go.
They've all been proven wrong in one way or another at some point during this. Want to do the people list?
Yeah, we have Robert Mueller. He's back in action at number 10. Jared Kushner at 9. Number 8, Dr. Scott Atlas, one of the politicized doctors in this whole debate. Number 7, Kaylee McEnany. And at number 6, we have Jenny Durkin tied with Breonna Taylor. William Barr at 5. Michael Caputo at 4. Number 3, Dr. Tony Fauci and Dr. Robert Redfield, as opposed to Robert Redford.
Exactly.
Yeah. He just passed his online medical.
Uh-huh. Right. MD. Robert Redford, MD.
Right. Mm-hmm. Dr. Kildare. Joe Biden is at number 2, and number 1 is Donald Trump.
Who played Dr. Kildare on TV?
Oh, gosh. A famous actor.
Yes.
Why are you doing this to me?
Richard Chamberlain. And then at the same time,
Dr.
Ben Casey was on the air.
All right,
16 after the hour, we dig into the stories in depth in conversation that will make you not want to leave for the remainder of the hour. That's the idea here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen. The question about your body and diets and exercise. We talk a lot here about Calitrin, which is the natural way to lose weight. But in all of that discussion, do we talk about the rest of the important part of your body, i.e. your brain? If you aren't getting the kind of supplementation you need because you're not getting in the food, you need to think about Prevagen. Prevagen will make your brain healthier and it'll give you a better life. Take care of your brain. Add the country's most natural and proven brain health supplement. It's called Prevagen. Should be in your daily routine. Improve your short-term memory. The brain health supplement I'm talking about, once again, Prevagen. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life.
Certain vaccines are needed throughout infancy, adolescence, and adulthood. That's why it's important to follow a trusted vaccination schedule. Here's Washington Representative and Women in Government Board Vice Chair Cindy Ryu.
According to the CDC, as many as 50,000 adults die from vaccine-preventable diseases each year. That's why it's important to talk with your doctor about these infections and develop the best vaccine plan for you and your family. For more, visit womeningovernment.org.
We are living in difficult times where people fear having thought-provoking conversations about pressing issues. And although we're in the midst of an information explosion, there are a lot of forces aiming to distort what's true. I created The Bill Walton Show to provide a forum for in-depth, thought-provoking conversations with leaders, artists, entrepreneurs, and thinkers. Please join me at thebillwaltonshow.com to explore what's true, what's right, and what's next.
Calitrin is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Exclusively from the Talk Radio Countdown Show building in, where are we, down in, we could be in
downtown
Florida.
Metropolis.
Yes, that's what it is. Michael Harrison, editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Doug Steffen here with the overview. One of the things at number three that I was talking about with regard to stats, I'm looking at a newsletter that comes from one of my affiliates out in Montana, KMMS. They carry this program as well. And the headline and the review for their listeners has to do with how many cases there are, especially they focus on school children. The data released there shows the Department of Health and Human Services in Montana has ascertained very little impact among students, not only spreading the virus between themselves, but the other family members. And that's one of the things that people worry about. Well, we can't have school open because the kids are bringing home and make their parents and grandparents sick. I think at this point, you got to kind of take a flyer on this and move ahead otherwise. I want to talk about December 25th with regard to COVID. We come back, Michael, please. It's 21 after.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, has been an integral part of our community for over 40 years. They have supported the veterans, law enforcement, fire and disaster survivors throughout this whole time. Tobacco and Brew has expanded their walk-in humidor and brought to the North State new lines of fine cigars, pipes, and tobacco products. Additionally, they are offering a pipe bar to try out new tobacco for taste and aroma. Tobacco and Brew is your one-stop shop for any tobacco product and accessories to include lighters, humidors, pouches, and more. Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
All right, let's get an unencumbered view now, continuing our focus on the charts for the week of September 14th to the 18th, courtesy of the research done at Talkers Magazine. The list is at talkers.com. We can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, and it's where Michael Harrison hangs out as well. Yes, he's a hanger-outer, not a hanger-oner. Yeah, I'm Doug Steffen.
I hang around the Talkers Television building.
It's right, exactly. It's right. High atop Metropolis's big tower. It's the big tower. By the way, speaking of big towers, the fire is number four this week. The focus on the hurricane, the fires and stuff, which we are, you're not getting it down in Florida, but we up here in New England are getting the smoke from the fires, and it's going over to Europe.
Yes.
What is happening there, the amazing thing about these fires is how they started, the fact that it just amazes me how inept the picture of ineptness should be the state of California, governors, the governor there and the mayors. Unbelievable, Michael. Really is.
Well, I mean, yeah. I mean, obviously, they're subject to tremendous criticism. How the fires are the result of ineptness, I'm not quite sure what you're driving at.
Pacific Gas and Electric has not been required yet to clean up their act. They still have all of the brush and the things that have been causing these fires for years. They're all still there. They don't want to spend the money, and the government apparently is all right with that because they continue to bail them out when they get sued. They bail them out of bankruptcy. There's a collusion like you wouldn't. Extraordinary collusion here. Extraordinary.
So you think that that is the primary cause? I'm not challenging you.
Cause
of these fires.
Yeah. There are other causes.
Climate change.
The climate thing, it's convenient to have climate change come into the conversation. Not that it isn't something that we all should continue to pay attention to, but come on. Even though people say, it's the warmest it's ever been in Southern California. No, it's not. It's been hot. But since the records have been taken, kept in the 1880s, probably is maybe close to the warmest it's been. But it's a desert, for God's sakes. Los Angeles and Southern California are deserts. It gets hot in the desert. And if you go back over the history of the planet, I'm betting there were a lot more, if there ever were times when there were a thermostat around, a temperature gauge, thermometer, what am I looking for? Not thermometer.
Well, all I know is, you're right. You know, if they had planned it out properly, they would have built L.A. in, Butte, Montana. And then it would have been, I don't know why they decided to develop it there.
I know. Ours. So anyway, there was a, and the hurricane, their business, those poor people, I heard from some listeners in Louisiana, the radio station was kind of on again, off again. The one thing I wanted to mention, speaking of radio stations, with regard to the fires, there is, where Mount Wilson is in Los Angeles? You know enough about Los Angeles to be dangerous. So Mount Wilson is where all the towers are, television, radio, all the cellular stuff, all on one tower. And the fire started going up the mountain. Can you imagine what would have happened? No radio, no television, no cell phones if the fire had gotten to the top. Fortunately, for whatever the reason, it didn't get to the top of the mountain. But if it had, man, just think about it. We'd be there completely without communication.
Our entire infrastructure, our entire society is very, very, very fragile. I mean,
it is.
It's totally fragile. Yeah. We don't often think about how fragile it is.
Well, we do when the power goes out and people don't know what to do. They don't know to cook their food on a flame, stuff like that. The amount of just sheer naivete. And I think that plays into the presidential race and the mail-in voting issue, which we ought to talk about when we come back again. Number two this week is a focus on the race itself. According to the research done by Talkers Magazine, the story section is where we are as we continue here in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen on the air.
It's important to think about your brain health as you get older. If you're experiencing a lack of sharpness or mild problems with recall, Prevagen can help. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Keep your brain top of mind. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Fall is a season that's a little in the middle. It's sort of the best of two seasons. It's no longer a sweaty summer, but the winter chill is still around the corner. And that's the perfect time to feed and seed your lawn with Scott's Turf Builder. Even better than spring. Because the soil is still warm, but the air is getting cool. So your lawn gets the most nutrients in the best combination of temperatures. Feed and seed now with Scott's Turf Builder. And build the best lawn for every season. Scott's. It's good out here.
This is a national health care alert from the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one has diabetes, listen closely. Now, regardless of your age, if you have insurance, you may qualify to receive diabetic testing supplies with little to no out-of-pocket cost. Get free delivery, free information, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers for free. Call the 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline now for details. Toll free at this number. But wait, there's more. If you call right now, you could get a meter upgrade. In addition, we'll give you a free pair of diabetic socks as our special gift to you. Regardless of your age, if you suffer with diabetes and have insurance, you may qualify to get free delivery of your supplies.
800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
That is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not commitment to lend. Richmond L. Branch Manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program. The views expressed and the opinions given by the individual hosts and their guests do not necessarily express those of KCNR Radio and its sponsors. All shows are independently owned and broadcast for entertainment purposes only. Readers and listeners are advised that neither KCNR Radio nor its owners and agents shall be held liable for the content of this program.
That you could come together and actually figure out what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. Who would have thought of such a thing? Well, I'll tell you who thought about it. Michael Harrison is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and many years ago, long ago and far away, on a planet that is quite a distance from here, he created the idea, came up with the idea, of pursuing what is being done on this newfangled format called News Talk Radio. And here we are, how many years later, talking about what's going on in News Talk Radio. That's it. Yeah, we're on
30,
it.
30 years ago, we started Talkers. And it's not just News Talk Radio. We do all talk radio. This show is about News Talk Radio.
Yes, it is.
But we deal with, all kinds of talk radio and all kinds of subjects. And there's sports talk, for one, you know. Mm-hmm. You know, I often get frustrated when people equate the term talk radio with just the News Talk format.
Political talk radio.
There's so much more to it. As a matter of fact, talk is the best thing on radio.
It is.
And that's why music radio is not doing very well, because it doesn't have people talking.
Boring. It's like a jukebox. You can push Sirius satellite radio buttons and come up with the same stuff. You need somebody to tell you. Remember the old days when you and I were jocks? And here we are back in the good old days.
Yeah.
But we talked about things that made sense to people, or at least things that mattered to people. It was about the music or life. I remember, I've told you this before, when I was a jock, one of the bosses I had used to come into the studio and tell me to shut the F up and play the music.
I remember I used to do very meaningful, we called them raps, you know, R.I.P.
Yes.
You know, and hey there, guys and gals. Fabian's going to be playing at the Freeport High School gym this weekend. Mm-hmm. It's 75 cents, and for two, it'll be $1. No.
It's the Moly Oly Goody Goldie Show on the radio, and this is your puking disc jockey, FM Douglas, on the air.
You see, I never did that. I was a heavy duty. I was a heavy duty FM.
Yes, you were. You smoked cigarettes and garbled razor blades and all that stuff. Yeah. That stuff. All right, let's talk about the polls that show the Democrats leading in the Senate races. We talk about the presidential race. We'll sort of tie it into that. Are the congressional races and the senatorial races and the urgency the Democrats say to take back the Senate so we can take back our country from those damn Republicans?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Well, I mean, if Biden wins, we're going to be overrun by Marxist, leftist, anti-American, you know, mobs, and the stock market's going to crash, and the world will be burnt down. If Trump wins, we're going to lose all of our democratic institutions. An authoritarian leader will be without restraint, and we're going to go all fascist all the time. This is a lovely choice.
It is. It's interesting, because people have been asking, what happens if there is, and there seems to be a lot of thought behind there being a lot of contests, whether the Democrats lawyer up, the Republicans lawyer up, who's counting what ballots, et cetera, et cetera. But what happens after you go to the polls on November 3rd, the states have a month to count the ballots, and there'll be a lot of mail-in ballots, which is a questionable thing in my opinion. Then the electoral votes, another questionable thing, the Electoral College, you and I agree that sure as hell is no way to run a railroad. But we still have that system, and that is really the reason for the problem to begin with. If you have one person, one vote, there's never going to be a question. But the Electoral College sets it up to be a fiasco. Yes?
Yeah. And the proponents of the Electoral College, most of whom are whichever party seems to gain by it say that, you know, it makes it fairer.
It's irrational.
It's unfair. Then you get into the argument where, well, it's more democratic, and then you'll get the guy who'll say,
big cities will always
take
winners.
This country is not a democracy. It's a republic.
Right. Anybody who says that, watch out for them, because they're the ones that go for the Kool-Aid that says democracy is not good.
By the way, if you go back to the election of 1825, John Quincy Adams won because he was voted in by the House of Representatives, not by the public vote. And that's something that that may happen this time around. So if there are more Democrats, now just think this through. If more Democrats win in Congress and in the Senate, and this goes to the Congress and the Senate, a Democrat will be elected president. Not because you elected him, but they'll tell you that you really did elect him because you elected us. Well, if I didn't vote for whoever the Democrat is or the Republican is, then I'm not voting and my vote doesn't count.
No.
Right?
It's complicated. That's a representative form of government. It's impossible to have a pure democracy. That being otherwise everybody will be in Congress. You know what I mean? All 300.
Well, we used to have representative town meeting. Remember? I was a member.
They still have that in New England. They still have that in New England. They have town meetings, and hundreds of people attend. It's an interesting phenomenon.
Yeah, it's cool.
Right. But no, the system, I think, has to be overhauled carefully. Very, and more importantly, we have to teach civics in school so citizens understand what the possibilities are.
Do you think that that was purposeful, that someone or somebody or some group somewhere decided we've got to stop teaching civics so nobody knows what's going on so we can fool the voters or the public more and get more control over whatever it is that we need to have control over? Do you think there's a cabal?
No, I don't think there's a cabal. I just think it's years of erosion of clear critical thinking and laziness. I don't think that there's cabals in that type of conspiracy. I think things happen through incompetence and through self-serving. In other words, a dumb public is easier to sell stuff to.
Ah, absolutely. And listen to how they're buying it. We're in the advertising business. We're here to sell you. And so listen up. If you're really dumb, you'll buy this stuff.
Well, I don't want to say that because I don't want to bite the hand that feeds us. And plus, advertising is a is a form of communication.
Yeah.
But when selling something at any cost without ethics, without business principles, without caring about your customer, without having a relationship with people, then it becomes ugly, and that becomes unfettered commerce. And I think we're going through a period right now where we cannot trust big business just as much as we can't trust big government.
Can't trust and, big ag.
Yeah, you can't trust any concentration of power among people. Doesn't matter what you call it, it's the same thing.
Well,
organizations exist to perpetuate their existence.
This is why I voted against Ed Markey for Senate Massachusetts, because he was the chairman of the House Subcommittee on Telecommunications in 1996, responsible almost single-handedly for pushing through Congress the Telecommunication Act, which gave us such wonderful things as unfettered radio ownership, so that one company could own thousands of radio stations. Look at how fabulously that worked for us. And then the other thing that they did that was fabulous was allow the big communications companies to buy each other out. Basically, the law legalized, let's say, AT&T buying Verizon or whatever was around then. They all bought up all these companies. They run to make themselves bigger so that we now, instead of having 40 different companies to choose from, you got four. And we all know how fabulous the service is in the telecommunications. Oh, just call Verizon and try to talk to somebody. Or any of these outfits. You know, that's what Michael is saying. Big doesn't mean better. And when you talk about airlines and all the consolidation that went on there, they told you it'd be better service and cheaper fares. Really? Check that out. And so on it goes, Michael.
We need somebody like Teddy Roosevelt again.
Yes, we do.
He was the trust buster.
Yeah,
and people should study that era. You know, the turn of the century. The 20th century from the 19th century. This was a major issue in America, and a lot of lessons could be learned from that history.
The president continues to enjoy some pretty significant Latino support, which is much to the dismay of the Democrats, who think they ought to own black votes and Latino votes. So you see. That changing quite a bit. Why do you think that is?
I don't know whether that is. I'll be able to say that is after the election. I don't know if that's necessarily true. If it's true,
well, I saw a poster, Latinos for Trump. This was in L.A.
But you've never seen a poster, White people for Trump.
So that brings about the politics of race, Black Lives Matter, and all that stuff. And more dividing our country, further divisions in the country. Mm.
It's not healthy when it's done, disingenuously. Obviously, it's difficult to have a country that's multi-ethnic, multi-racial, multi-anything. Many countries, their ethnicity is homogenized.
Right.
In Japan, almost everybody is of the same race.
Yep.
In China, there's a little more diversity.
And they don't want you in. They don't let people in.
Right,
They purposely keep people out who are different from them.
Right, but one of the things about the American experiment and American democracy is that it is a melting pot, but it's become a mosaic. And therein lies a lot of things that we have to think about. But I like the idea of diversity. I like
the idea of
peoples. And I like people.
Kind of fun.
I like people of all shades and shapes and sizes and religions. I don't want to be stuck with my own exclusively, but that's me personally.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I don't like everybody that's like me, and I don't dislike everybody that's not. So let me be free and enjoy the many fruits that grow on the tree of humanity. Why can't we think that way?
We can. Let me have you think about how to lose weight.
Yes.
Check it out. Let's get rid of that weight. Big deal at the folks at Calitrin at TopLoss.com have come up with a very special sort of email blast. You can go to TopLoss.com and see what they have. You have payment plans now available if you're in the mood to lose some weight and you want to buy enough of a product to really get you. I think you need 6 months supply in order to make this work well for you. That's my experience anyway. Matter of fact, I think you should just be on the product all the time because it does so many other great things according to the science and research besides help you lose weight. Fabulous all-natural ingredients, stimulant-free, drug-free, guaranteed to help you lose weight or your money back. TopLoss.com. Please use the discount code DJV on the shipping you won't pay. You get better pricing, maybe even cash back. How about them apples? That's a checkout. Use DJV so you can lose the weight. Everybody in the family gets onto this. It really is fabulous. And there's no interest payment either if you buy enough of this to go around. You need some help, they're there to help you. TopLoss.com. See how this program can be so right for you. That's TopLoss.com. Also, we like to enumerate, because sometimes don't get to this as officially as we might like, the actual list of the top 10 people being discussed, sort of in hand with the stories. At 10, Robert Mueller. At number 9, Jared Kushner. Number 8, Scott Atlas. Number 7, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 6, Jenny Durkin. William Barr is at 5. Michael Caputo is at 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3. Joe Biden is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. I guess there's no surprise there when you get right down to it. The most interesting, we probably should do a list instead of just people list, the most interesting people of the week. And that would be a, you know, completely different list, except perhaps for Donald Trump, who, if you saw that interview, the Stephanopoulos interview this week, was pretty interesting, I thought. You can make up your own mind as you listen to the discussion of these stories and the people every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at TopLoss.com. That's TopLoss.com.
Whether class is in school, at home, or a little bit of both, school goes on.
And Staples has everything you need to start the year right.
From lap desks to notebooks, noise-canceling headphones, UV sanitizers.
And all at amazing prices. This week, pocket folders, comp books, and 4-ounce Elmer's glue are just 25 cents each.
Shop in-store or pick up curbside. School on, save on at Staples.
Ends 9/19. In-store only. Limit 6. While supplies last. Curbside available in most stores.
Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural references only the garlic in the product. Use as directed. Now there's a natural way to take charge of your blood pressure. Introducing new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula from the makers of the nation's best-selling garlic supplement. New Garlic helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels with clinically supported levels of garlic, plus a custom blend of vitamins and minerals. And it's odor-free. Take charge of your blood pressure with new Garlic Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
All right, let's get to the feature that Michael does every week. Michael Harrison interviews somebody from the talk radio world or someone important to talk radio. And this week's interviewee, certainly no exception to that, somebody that I like Michael Zwirling. So what does he tell you?
Yeah, MZ, Michael Zwirling, eccentric.
People will listen to the podcast, but he is eccentric,
He's eccentric. He's an idiosyncratic kind of a guy. He's iconoclastic. He owns the radio station KSCO in Santa Cruz, and we talk about a new radio show that he's producing there called China Uber Alles, which is not meant to praise China, but rather to compare them to Nazis. And he is right on the cutting edge now of the awakening in America to the threat of the Chinese Communist Party, and he's made a show out of it. We talk about it. It's very interesting.
I'm happy to go on it. I'll be happy to give him some ideas.
He'll put you on. MHinterview.com.
Yeah, there's a lot of good stuff there. You can go through the archives. Michael has a great way of getting, a deft way of getting into people's heads and getting them to talk about things. It's a rare talent in order to get to people. You got to listen to them and then, you know, ask the right questions. And that's what he does. So check it out, mhinterview.com. And Zwirling is a character.
check it out, folks. Check it out. If you love radio, you'll love that particular conversation.
Yep, exactly. If you love radio, love the Talk Radio Countdown Show every week here with Michael Harrison. I'm Doug Steffen, 10 before the hour.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
You always wanted to finish your degree. Now is the time, as Simpson University is still open. Our adult degree completion program is flexible, convenient, and affordable. We know you are busy, so you can attend classes here in the Reading area or online and finish your bachelor's degree in as little as 12 to 16 months. Our programs are affordable, convenient, and flexible. Classes are beginning soon. To learn more about how to finish your degree and advance your career, go to simpson.edu or call 530-226-4606.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. Every once in a while, I have the opportunity to go hand-in-hand with this format and look at something really unusual. We're in the presidential race, the political time of year, although our lives seem to be political morning, noon, and night, no matter where we turn. But one of the things that people love is a big, juicy scandal. And there have been plenty of them in the American presidency pretty much since the founding of the country. Major scandals, the top 10 biggest presidential scandals. Now, let's see where we go with this. At number 10, Grover Cleveland, probably best known as the only president in history to be elected for two non-sequential terms. During his first campaign in 1884, information was released that he previously had an affair with a widow named Maria Halpin, and he had a son with her. She claimed Cleveland was the father, named him Oscar Folsom Cleveland, and Cleveland, as president, agreed to pay child support. How about that? At number 9, the Petticoat Affair, 1830-1831, involving members of President Jackson's cabinet and their wives. It basically was a tryst. They swapped husbands and wives. Pretty much, that's the scandal. Imagine, 1830-1831. Number 8 on the list of presidential scandals, Marilyn Monroe and John F. Kennedy. Do we need to say any more about that? I don't think so. Number 7, Thomas Jefferson and Sally Hemings. Do you remember who Sally Hemings was? She was his slave. This was actually the first presidential sex scandal, prompted a discussion that continues to this day. He was charged with having an affair with his slave and, in fact, fathering a child. How many people? You've heard all of that, right? I think you probably have. All right, next on the list here, the number 6 scandal as far as presidential elections and presidential credibility is concerned was the Crédit Mobilier scandal, first major corruption scandal in the wake of the Civil War. This company was found to be stealing from the Union Pacific Railroad. They tried to cover it up by selling stock in their company at large discounts to government employees, members of Congress, and the vice president even bought into this during Ulysses S. Grant's era. So that was quite a scandal, in fact. Grant's presidency was challenged. Actually, his presidency was pretty much the most corrupt in the history of our country. So, number 4, Iran-Contra. After November 1986, the Reagan administration, we all know, sale of arms to Iran and the Contras, the Nicaraguans, and what happened there. And he finally admitted, he at first didn't admit it, but after a while he did admit that they did sell arms. Ali North was up to his ears in that one. The third most important political scandal of presidents was the Lewinsky affair, if that's right, if that's the terminology. The scandal emerging in 1998 from the relationship the president had to Monica Lewinsky, who at the time was 22. And we all know that. I don't think there's anybody alive who doesn't know that story, right? Number 2, this is the first thing I learned in history, studying history and political science, the Teapot Dome scandal during Warren G. Harding's presidency, which had plenty of scandals in it. The scandal that we're talking about was the most significant. The president transferred control of naval oil reserve lands over to the Department of the Interior back in 1921. It was later reversed, but the Secretary of the Interior at the time, Mr. Fall, Albert Fall, used his power for personal gain, gave rights to the Teapot Dome Reserve in Wyoming to the Mammoth Oil Company in return for big bribes. We're talking about $100,000 bribes that were coming to him, apparently, on almost a monthly basis. Number 1, any surprise here? You know what it is. The only one I haven't mentioned so far in terms of big presidential scandals is Watergate. Is there anybody who doesn't know about that? In the annals of U.S. presidential history, I don't think there's anything that compares just for the impact that the scandal had. It was the end of Richard M. Nixon. His political reality changed. His presidency was over. It took a couple of years to actually get at him and get him out of office. But what a man. Talk about scandals. So I hope you enjoyed that, an overview. It sort of as a countdown extra, the top 10 presidential scandals in the history of our United States. I'm Doug Steffen. Happy to be here every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown. The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. President Trump is whittling his list of possible names to fill the void left by the death of Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
Do you have a short list?
I do. I have a short list. I've had a short list for a while. We added a number of people onto the list, the previous list. We have about 45 altogether. I do indeed have a short list.
At a rally in Fayetteville, North Carolina on Saturday night, Mr. Trump said his pick will be a one-for-one.
The choice of a woman, I would say, would certainly be appropriate.
President said he'll make his name public this coming week ahead of his September 29th debate with challenger Joe Biden, who's calling for no vote on a nominee until after January. The National Weather Service says while Tropical Storm Beta could bring up to 20 inches of rain in some areas of Texas and Louisiana over the next several days, it was no longer expected to reach hurricane intensity. The first rain bands from Beta have reached the Texas coast, but the heaviest rain not expected to occur until Monday into Tuesday. U.S. Ambassador to Israel David Friedman says the recently signed Abraham Accords between Israel and Bahrain and Israel and the United Arab Emirates are historic in nature, and he explained to Salem Radio Network the significance of the name.
Abraham is the father of the Jewish faith, the Christian faith, and the Muslim faith. And, you know, we call him Abraham in America. In Israel, he's called Avraham. In the Muslim world, he's called Ibrahim. He's the symbol of what Jewish, Islamic, and Christian unity actually means, what can be achieved.
Other Arab countries believed to be close to recognizing Israel include Oman, Sudan, and Morocco. The agreements, though, do not address the decades-long conflict between Israel and the Palestinians. More news, more analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal. And now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
Two Arkansas Kroger employees were fired for refusing to wear an apron that included a rainbow symbol.
And now a federal employment watchdog has filed a religious discrimination lawsuit against the supermarket chain. Brenda Lawson and Trudy Rickard, both Christians, said wearing the symbol, which promotes the radical homosexual agenda, violated their religious beliefs. The lawsuit notes that Kroger did not discharge other employees who simply declined to wear the new apron or those who covered the heart emblem without requesting religious accommodations. Patrick Frost reporting.
Japan's Prime Minister Yoshihide Suga held his first talks with President Trump since he took office, a diplomatic phone call that was one of his first as the country's leader, and one that highlights the close tie between the two allies. Suga was elected Japan's new prime minister last Wednesday, replacing Abe Shinzo, who resigned for health reasons. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. With an election in less than 6 weeks, a lot of polls are being conducted, and one national poll shows a slight lead for President Trump among likely U.S. voters.
According to the Rasmussen Weekly White House Watch survey, President Trump has now passed former Vice President Biden for the first time since the poll began in July, with Mr. Trump showing a 47-46% advantage. Drilling down, both candidates hold 80% partisan support within their respective parties. Urban protests are a differentiator, becoming a factor in favor of Mr. Trump. 42% of Americans have had anti-police protests in their community. Of these, 75% say that anti-police protest rate as an important factor in their vote. Of this group, 63% strongly approve of the job President Trump is doing, and 66% oppose defunding police departments. George Bonzani reporting.
Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexper Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family-operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband, Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
All 50 states, NMLS number 3030.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Roundup, a review of the hot hits in talk radio, courtesy of the work done by the folks at Talkers Magazine every week at this time. The staff members of the DJV show, the Doug, Jen, Victoria show, take the hour to go through the charts. This happens to be the week of September 14th to the 18th, it's under scrutiny. Top 10 stories, top 10 people list from Talkers. So let's go through the number 10 item is the story of all of the phones that the Mueller investigative team had and now appear to have disappeared, or was just the contents.
Just like
of
magic.
The
it must be a coincidence.
Magic. Yes, right. Yeah. And people who get cynical about government and these investigations, this kind of crap feeds right into it. So why are we to believe anything that came out of there when all of the material that was used to sort of chase around the various players is missing?
Well, we know now that that whole investigation was a lie. It was founded on information that was put together by the Clintons' opposition research team. It was fake information from a British spy put into a dossier, handed to John McCain, and then given to the federal government. And they started investigating. They knew there was nothing to it. They knew it wasn't credible, but they lied about it to spy on the Trump campaign.
Hundreds of millions of dollars later, you and I have taken it in the shorts. Because that's
and
all
there's going to be
this
no
was.
Accountability because, oops, all of their phones just magically disappeared.
Yeah. Hooray. Wonderful. Number nine, the government and foreign affairs. I'd say the best thing to happen this week is the situation in the Middle East the announcement that was made, is it three countries now? What was the
Bahrain,
three or four countries? Yeah.
Yeah, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, and Israel. It was a huge deal, and it was really kind of passed over. I mean, there wasn't a lot made of it.
Everybody's making a big deal out of COVID still and the fires and Black Lives Matter, so where is their time for this?
I think it's pretty significant. I was disappointed. A lot of, like, Nancy Pelosi had the opportunity to go. She said that it was a distraction by President Trump to try to distract people from what's really going on. I think Middle East peace would be celebrated if we took politics out of it, no matter what.
What an outrageous statement. Unconscionable.
We haven't even gotten a second stimulus package passed, though. So there are way more important things. Sorry, it's great, sure. Middle East peace, sure. But there are people that are hurting that are, well, because we all have jobs.
Well,
but there are plenty of people who are really hurting in this country right now.
Right. And Nancy Pelosi is also failing there, too. I mean, she hasn't
This is not even about Pelosi. It's not about Pelosi. I'm upset that no one has gotten anything done on either side. I'm just saying, sure, it's fine.
Remember that when you go to the polls on November the 3rd. Whoever, if there's an opposition candidate to whoever your congressperson is, vote for him. That's who. I wish I had the opportunity to do that. There's nobody running against the woman who I have written to twice.
Who's
about
your congresswoman?
What? Her name is Catherine Clark. And she has, I wrote to her, I happen to know her assistant, so I said, hey, pal, you really do sound, I've kind of said it like that. Hey, pal, if you want to get my vote, I'm just going to leave it blank. I don't usually vote for people. There are a lot of blanks.
She's running unopposed?
Seriously, there's not
one person?
Not one person running against her.
Wow.
And so when I asked her what she was doing to bring American companies back from China, crickets, she sent me, the first response she sent me was all about Trump and what a bad guy he is. And I sent her back a note and I said, I didn't ask you to blame it all on Trump. Because it isn't all on him. I want to know what you, as my congressperson, are doing to bring businesses back to my state. You represent my state. You represent me. And there was no answer to the second one. None. Zero. So she can, I'm not, why would I waste my vote? Even if I don't have anybody else to vote for, I'll write somebody's name in. I'll write my dog's name in. Daisy May Stephan gets my vote for Congress. All right. So, next. Number eight. The economy. So here's something that New Jersey politicians are trying to get done. You'll have to explain this because you're in New Jersey, Victoria. The millionaire's tax. Apparently there's been a proposal to get those damn millionaires because we all know.
Well, it's not that. It's a tax cut for the people. And New Jersey has been hit really, really hard. Going into the pandemic, we actually had a surplus for the first time in a long time in New Jersey.
That's good management.
And so, well, look, our Governor Murphy was the head of Goldman Sachs North America and parts of Asia. Like, he's a finance guy. That's what he is. He's a business guy and he's a finance guy. So that was his priority, was getting New Jersey out of debt, and that's what he's done. Now, because we've been hit so hard, we no longer have a surplus. We're in debt because of the pandemic. And so, he's going to raise taxes on the upper 1% and give a tax cut to working class families. So I'm in that boat. So I'm all for a tax cut. Why not?
Is it a tax cut, or what I'm seeing is that it's actually going to be just a $500 rebate check, and that it's just an increase on high earners, right? Isn't it? I mean, from the way I understood it, was if you're making $5 million or more a year, you're getting taxed in the highest bracket. They're making that now. The lever is now $1
million.
$1 million.
That's correct.
But I didn't see anything about a tax cut. I actually saw that in exchange, to try to make this probably more popular, they're going to give $500 rebates to people.
I don't know about the rebates. I read yesterday that there was a tax cut proposal that was coming soon. So I don't know if it's just going to be a rebate or if it's going to be a tax cut and a rebate. I'm not sure. Because we haven't gotten, there hasn't been a second round of stimulus payments, and the pandemic insurance ran out at the end of July, that extra $600 a week that people were, living on and needed. So that's gone. So that $500 rebate might be.
There's a whole big to-do about where this money comes from, where it goes. Yep, there are a lot of people who need support and help, and there are a lot of people who are milking the system. People I've talked this week to no less than four business owners in my business roundtable group here in my hometown, and they've had to close down certain units in their, the guy owns a restaurant. He said, I can't even have indoor, we can open up indoors, but I don't have the help to do it because they still can get more out of unemployment than coming back to work. So there needs to be a balance here. Let me go back for a minute, though, to this the tax question in New Jersey, wherever it may be. Taxation without representation. Where was that written? That's not part of the Constitution. That was in the Declaration, wasn't it? Where was taxation? Mm-hmm. Yeah, wherever it is. So, but it seems to me, because these millionaires tax stuff, always there, all these people yelling and screaming, you got to get enough money out of the rich people, because those... And my understanding is, from a couple of different tax attorneys I know, this kind of stuff is unconstitutional. So it doesn't ever get anywhere anyhow. Or, if people want to challenge it, it ends up in court for years and years and years.
Well, are any of us getting representation for our taxation?
No,
I mean,
no.
I live in California. I get nothing for the amount of taxes that I pay at this state.
You get a state that's horribly
run. I used to get the weather, but now all I do is get a big lung full of ash. So,
Serious. Thousands of people are leaving California every day because of this sort of thing. Coming up next, the situation in education from K through 12 and then secondary as well, as we consider that issue. Number 7, in fact, this week on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan here.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Exercising, making smart food choices, and getting enough sleep are all ways to take care of your body every single day as you age. Now there is an easy way to help take care of your brain, too, by adding Prevagen, a proven brain health supplement, to your daily routine. In a clinical trial, taking one Prevagen a day has been shown to improve short-term memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
All right, next up here on the Talk Radio Review with Jennifer, Victoria, Doug, and you is number 7, situation with our educational system. The system is falling apart, can't deal with the realities of COVID. I don't care who you talk to, you won't find, even teachers think that nothing's going on, really. They're all, one of the conversations we had this week on the DJV program, excuse me, was a focus on unions and how they're affecting what the teachers do and that sort of thing. What's the priority? But whether you're in kindergarten where my grandson is, or whether you're in high school or whether you're in college, the whole system has not fared well under this COVID situation. So what do we do now? I don't hear an answer that really is cogent. Do you, ladies? What do we do now? The last 6 months have been disaster. Nobody's learned anything anywhere. It amounts to anything. And so...
I have some friends who are teachers, and they've gone above and beyond to make sure their students aren't falling behind. So I think that's
how
that's
do we
kind
know
of
that?
A,
how do we know the students aren't falling behind? Now, they may have done a good job trying to do that. And,
well, because kids still have tests, and you can see if kids are grasping the material or not.
Here in Framingham,
this time around,
no tests.
It's a little better. I can tell you is my experience in L.A. L.A. seems to be taking it a little more seriously, but I still think there's something missing. And
well,
if you listen to our L.A. County Public Health Director, schools will go back into session after Election Day. So there's that.
Because?
She was caught on video saying, well, we'll go back to the classroom after Election Day.
But what's the point? I mean, I don't know, what's the connection?
It makes you think it's political, doesn't it?
What?
Well, I don't know. I think there are a lot of teachers
statement.
That are working throughout the country, and I have friends in various states who are teachers working really hard. So
well,
I think it's
the danger
I think it's
of
an
a blanket
unfair
condemnation.
Statement. Well, that's what I'm calling you out for.
Right. Well, but I didn't know. I don't know that I said all teachers everywhere suck. That isn't
well,
really
you're
what
saying
I
no
said.
Kid is learning anything, and there
I'm
are certainly
convinced.
Pockets where kids are definitely falling through the cracks in inner cities, but.
I think
teachers are trying to do their absolute best.
I think some are and some are not. Some hide behind, as do other public employees, hide behind the unions because they're incompetent. And it's just that's the part of this whole system that gets under my skin because we can't seem to get rid of the ones that ought not to be there in the first place. All right, different subject matter for a different day. 21 after now here on the Talk Radio Review. Up next, Attorney General Barr.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 at 1460 AM.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 at the hour, time for us to continue overviewing the charts from Talkers Magazine, Bible of the Talk Radio Industry, Talkers Television, Talkers Radio, all at talkers.com, along with a list every week of these stories and people and all kinds of things happening to hosts and on radio stations to do this sort of a format. It's kind of fun to have it all right there at your fingertips at talkers.com. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen on the air at number 6 on the list of the top 10 stories this week, according to Talkers, were Barr's comments. So I'm looking at my Facebook page this morning, and I'm going to read what was posted by somebody who's a friend of mine, actually. He writes, "It's simply astonishing what stupidity comes out of the mouths of Barr and Trump. Just when you think you could not hear anything more preposterous, they prove you wrong with another outlandish statement. It's almost like they were competing against each other to see who can say something more stupid." And the comments are blinded by power, that kind of stuff, the back and forth. But you're around here, that's, you know, you're not going to get much support for anything Trump does anyway. When I make my notes as I go through the story list, my question to myself after number 6 having to do with Barr's comments on sedition and civil liberties is why? Why did he even go there? Where did that conversation start? And why would he think it was necessary, especially now, to go down that street? Anybody got comment or reaction?
Something that is probably not going to go, it's not going to be too popular, but I'll tell you that if you read, so I think there's two things that have happened. One, I think that there are a group of people who are genuinely emotionally upset about what they think are problems with policing in the country or a racial divide in the country. And I think those people are organic, and I think they're genuine, and I think they are there. I also believe that the Black Lives Matter movement, the formal movement, like if you go to their website and look up blacklivesmatter.com, so the roots of the movement are founded in Marxism and are founded in a push to destroy what we know as our country and push for something different. And I don't know necessarily how well they actually benefit the people that they're saying that they're out there trying to serve and represent. That's what I think the Attorney General was calling out yesterday, is that many people believe that the Black Lives Matter organized movement that you can look about, I mean, and they tell you, it's on the website, you can read their manifesto, essentially. He called out the fact that they have Marxist ideals. And is it controversial for him to say that? Yes, but I think also there are a lot of people who don't realize exactly what they're supporting when they support the organization of Black Lives Matter. Not necessarily that you think that everything is perfect with race. I hope I'm being very clear about that, because I think there are people with really legitimate and genuine concerns. But the organization itself seems to have co-opted that vulnerable group of people, and they may not be standing for exactly what they say, and I think that's what was being called out.
Well, I think that there are there certainly are many, many examples of the L.A. sheriff is perhaps one of them. Actually, I'm moving into number 5 because it is related to number 6. And a situation in my hometown of Framingham, Massachusetts, which has come back to light after a trial 6 years ago in which an officer, well, actually there were 6 officers who testified about a struggle that they had with a fellow, a black man, in a car. He was stopped, and he resisted getting outside the car. He said he was afraid. They sprayed him with pepper spray, and, you know, because I don't know, they had the guns then at that point in time. Anyway, so he was found guilty, and whatever happened after that. So now he's been suing the police department because an officer at one point said FNNR to him, and they apparently captured it on tape, and so the officer says he didn't say it, but they got him saying it, and so now this guy is suing the city, and the Supreme Judicial Court says, yep, you can sue. 28 past the hour.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 30.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere. Live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Your friendly oil change, Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Round Table Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This ad is not from HUD or FHA and was not approved by HUD or any government agency. Consumers remain responsible for property taxes, homeowners insurance, and home maintenance. PRMI is an equal housing lender. This is not a commitment to lend. Rich Pinnell, branch manager, NMLS number 1067640. PRMI, NMLS 3094.
Let's talk about reverse mortgages for a moment. If you're 62 years or older and have equity in your home, a reverse mortgage could be a tool for your retirement. For those cash-strapped retirees or those looking for additional sources of income, this could be an answer. A reverse mortgage could eliminate your monthly payment and extend the life of your existing retirement cash. Reverse mortgage isn't for everyone, and the first step in seeing if a reverse mortgage is right for you is to become educated on the product. I'll be happy to help with that. I'm Rich Pinnell of Primary Residential Mortgage Incorporated, and if a reverse mortgage fits, then your life just got a whole lot easier. I specialize in reverse mortgages. My experience in this specialized field is why so many people have benefited from a reverse mortgage. Call me today. I'd love to help. 530-722-4579 or go to rich4reverses.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Back to the stories and the people being discussed this week. According to research done at Talkers Magazine, we're here with the Countdown Review. And when I say we, I mean me, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keenan, all members of the DJV clan, ladies whose opinions I trust, whose thoughts and work and research I trust. That's why they're here with me. That's what makes it all work. Put them together, and what do you have? Lots of experience, lots of thinking, and lots of ideas, some of which are new to these discussions, which we certainly need. We need new ideas when it comes to, actually, number five. We started talking about Black Lives Matter a bit, and also included in that discussion police reform, the situation with the sheriff, and what's the latest with those two in Los Angeles, the two sheriffs who got shot, sheriff's deputies, earlier this week, Jennifer.
Yeah, one of them, so it was an ambush shooting, and one of them has been let out of the hospital. There was a male 24-year-old and a 31-year-old female. The male has gone home. He was shot in the forehead, the arm, the hand, I think. And then the female cop got shot through the jaw. She's the one, by the way, you want to talk about a kick-butt woman who had lots of first aid training, apparently. So she got her partner out of the car, literally saved his life, probably, got him behind a barricade because she wasn't sure that the shooter wasn't coming back again or that this wasn't a coordinated effort. And she made a tourniquet and was able to help keep him safe until the paramedics got there. So one of them is out of the hospital. She still remains in the hospital, but she's expected to make it. And she seems to be up and talking and able to speak with her family, which is a good news. She's got a six-year-old son. The sheriff is in hot water. And I don't hesitate usually telling people what I think, but...
Help yourself, Jennifer.
But I don't really know what to think about the L.A. County Sheriff, to be honest. He's getting a lot of criticism. He's getting a lot of criticism from the L.A. County Board of Supervisors. They have been pushing to defund his police. They did to the tune of $400 million in this last year alone.
How the hell big is his budget? They cut $400 million out of it. A sheriff?
That's big, that's for sure. Well, the Sheriff's Department is gigantic. In Los Angeles, but people may not realize, you know the scope and how big L.A. County is. So the LAPD does polices what's called deemed L.A. City. I live in L.A. City. I live in the jurisdiction of the LAPD. But all of the unincorporated areas, even areas, the neighborhoods like around the actual city of Los Angeles are patrolled by L.A. County sheriffs. So their geographic region is actually pretty large and widespread. So it doesn't surprise me that their budget is as big as it is. And they also are the ones who have a lot of jails in their area. They have a lot of different elements at play. So it's a big budget for sure. Less big today. But he's under fire for a couple of things. There was a police-involved shooting. Yesterday he came out with video evidence that the suspect actually held a gun on officers, but the community has been outraged about that. There is an oversight commission that has said he should resign because of that. There's also the stuff going on with the deputies and the search for the suspect, which there doesn't seem to be anything or any qualified leads being reported in the news media, and he's been calling out some local celebrities like LeBron James to try to get them to take a break from the anti-police sentiment and start bringing in money. He challenged LeBron James this week to bring in money for the reward. So he's under fire. He's rattling feathers. He's relatively new. He's just been elected. So he's being tested
that
right
kind
now.
Of money, man. You're talking about,
I know.
What kind of corruption is there that could have a play in that? All right, moving along now. Number four on the countdown list, the situation we stay with, the weather has been a big focus this week, Victoria. The hurricane, which pretty much petered out once it got onto land, but still, what was it, 4 hours, had 4 months worth of rain in it?
4 months,
something like that?
Yeah, 4 months of rain in just a couple of hours. It was, and the flooding and the damage is nowhere near, you know, being addressed at this point because they're still having a lot of rain and issues. But
they had the same thing 2 weeks ago. So how can you address it at all? Just sit there and wait for the next one.
Yeah.
And there are more to come because the season isn't over yet and won't be for another month or so. Mm-hmm. Although usually it's worst in August, late August, and through September. There's another hurricane out in the mid-Atlantic, but it's not even going to touch land. If you saw the track of it, it's going north up into it hits the northern Atlantic, maybe touching northern New England with wind and rain and into Canada, but there's a pass there. But I don't know. We still have
some there's another
water.
One that's in the Caribbean right now that's starting up.
Yeah. Too bad this couldn't happen on the West Coast so they could put out the fires that are there.
I hate to say it, but...
Hello, let's have some rain. Well, there is rain in the Northwest this week, right? This weekend, isn't there supposed to be... A lot of rain.
Oregon, yeah, they're supposed to get some rain in Oregon and Washington, which is good. We are not getting rain. It's going to be 90. It'll be warm.
Well, you've got
it's
the Santa Anas, the wind from the backside of these storms on the Pacific just make the fires worse,
that's
if anything.
Better, well, that's better for air quality, but it does make the fires worse because and they're spreading.
Sucksy.
The thing with the hurricanes, and I know, Victoria, we've talked about this, and the stuff with the fires in California, having to evacuate under social distancing guidelines is not easy. It's not easy for the first responders who are trying to get in places and for people trying to find shelter. If they're not lucky enough to have friends and family or if they can't afford a hotel to go to, it's tough. It's really, really difficult.
Mm-hmm. All right, number three. As the situation with COVID and where we are, where we're going, Dr. Fauci and what he has to say about vaccines and what the companies who are coming up with a vaccine are having to say, the optimism about getting rid of this problem or certainly addressing it seriously by the end of the year, people trying to figure out how they're going to get back to normal. Some are, some aren't. The movement of people I find most interesting. The people who are moving out of the cities and moving because of all kinds of things. COVID has caused jobs to disappear, companies to re-examine how they run themselves, and people in their lives living in close quarters and what that's done for them, how that's changed. At the beginning of all of this, I know we said, talking to one of our astrologers on the DJV program, that this was going to change lives for people, many people, for the rest of their life. And I think that's happened. Don't you know? I'm not talking even about the people who have died and the families impacted by that, but the way we work, more people working from home, the number of people working in various jobs, don't you think it has become really the standards have changed?
Mm-hmm. Well, and then I was just looking at something over the weekend that showed that over 1 million mortgage holders fell through the safety net. So that's another thing that, you know, people have worked for a long time to save up money to buy a house, and that ownership is now seriously in jeopardy. Mm-hmm. And once you and you know, anyone who's gone through a bout of bad credit, you know, once you've got, you know, a foreclosure, how are you ever going to buy a house?
7 years
again?
If you're lucky. Yeah, if you're lucky. And
that's the long-term devastating impact. People having their cars repossessed. Once you have a repossession on your credit score, where do you go? You won't get a car loan.
You go to the guys who sell junk cards, and they tell you, we finance everybody. They don't tell you it's 19% interest or whatever goes on.
So those are the kinds of things that I think people maybe on the surface haven't really thought about in terms of the real long-term devastating effects that the pandemic has had on us, but... Yeah, it's a horrible position to be in, but a lot of Americans are right there now, so.
Yep, and who knows what we will do.
If you're a renter even, so many people, you know, the rent protections have expired depending on where you live. So if you get kicked out, you know, as a former New York City person, if you mess up your rent record, you get put on a blacklist and you can't even rent an apartment. They run all the landlords. They have a blacklist. And once you're on it, you never get off of it. It's been a very controversial thing for many years, but it is real.
One of the things that nobody knows about in China is that there are these bands of mostly men, because men are the ones that, you know, the women were basically killed in the whole generation of Chinese female fetuses were basically killed because they want to have more men to do the work and they didn't want more women. And so now they have these hordes of men who literally walk from city to city, not the main cities, but the smaller cities that are ancillary to the big cities, walking from city to city to city to try to find jobs, try to find a place to work, try to find a place to live. And that's one of the most interesting and compelling unreported stories coming out of China. It's the kinds of things that happen when you have a despotic government and there aren't a lot of protections for people. And I'm just thinking to myself, okay, are we going to go down that road here? Are we going to have hordes of people going from town to town, city to city, looking for work? I don't want to say that it is going to happen. It could happen. Anything can happen. It depends on how well we have, if we have good leadership, good business leadership, good governmental leadership. And that certainly leaves, the most of the leadership today, in my opinion, leaves a lot to be desired. Looking at the list of stories from Talkers Magazine, of the top 10 stories, in fact, in News Talk Radio this week, the week of September 14th to the 18th, at number 10, the Mueller team wiping out all of the info that was on their cell phones. At number 9, what's going on in the United States in relationship to countries around the world. Number 8 is the economy. Number 7, the situation in education, all levels of it. Number 6, Attorney General Barr commenting on sedition and civil liberties. Number 5, race relations. Number 4, the weather, Hurricane Sally, wildfires. Number 3, COVID, vaccines, and how the world has changed, basically. All right, number 2, the presidential race. I think that could be number 1 and number 2, but number 1 actually is still focus on health care. That's the chart. Those are the stories from Talkers Magazine this week on the Talk Radio Countdown. The presidential race up next in our scrutiny here on the Talk Radio Review. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. About 20 years ago, the first drug to treat erectile dysfunction was approved by the FDA, with about half of all men between the ages of 40 and 70 experiencing some level of erectile dysfunction. That was good news for a common problem. But
before we even talk about medications, we should first talk about lifestyle changes.
Why? Because if there is a blood flow problem to the penis, Dr. Tobias Kohler says there is likely a blood flow problem to the heart.
The blood vessels that feed the penis are about 2 millimeters in diameter. And the blood vessels in the heart are about 4 millimeters in diameter. So whenever you have problems with blood flow to areas, the penis will act first because the vessels are smaller.
And one of the best ways to combat both is to exercise and eat healthy.
If you lose weight, if you quit smoking, if you have a slimmer waistline, your penis will be better.
And your heart as well. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I'm able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
It's a Talk Radio Countdown.
Also, we like to enumerate, because sometimes don't get to this as officially as we might like, the actual list of the top 10 people being discussed, sort of in hand with the stories. At 10, Robert Mueller. At number 9, Jared Kushner. Number 8, Scott Atlas. Number 7, Kayleigh McEnany. Number 6, Jenny Durkin. William Barr is at 5. Michael Caputo is at 4. Dr. Fauci is at 3. Joe Biden is at 2. And Donald Trump is at number 1. I guess there's no surprise there when you get right down to it. The most interesting, we probably should do a list instead of just people list, the most interesting people of the week. And that would be a, you know, completely different list, except perhaps for Donald Trump, who, if you saw that interview, the Stephanopoulos interview this week, was pretty interesting, I thought. You can make up your own mind as you listen to the discussion of these stories and the people every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen. All right, let's spend a couple of minutes on the presidential race. My friend Mr. Bailey, who runs KQEN station out in Oregon that carries this program, says he heard us talking about the various candidates all through the week, and today is no exception. Hearing a lot of people not being happy with the two main choices, I'm interviewing the Libertarian presidential candidate, Dr. Joe Jorgensen, later today.
I've heard that name a lot over the last several days, by the way.
That's literally the first time I've ever heard that name.
Yeah, really? I feel like in the last election, the Libertarian candidates got a lot more attention.
They
debated, actually. Well, they debated amongst themselves. It was Gary What's-His-Face Johnson.
Yeah, and former governor of Massachusetts, Bill Weld. Yeah, they were good candidates. Bill Weld ran against Trump in the primary.
Gary Johnson was kind of a moron.
Let's not get crazy.
But, Bill Weld was fine.
Well,
what is Aleppo?
So what happens if the election is up in the air after the election? I was looking into what happens.
A lot of lawyers. There are going to be a lot of lawyers. There are going to be a lot of lawyers from both campaigns and both parties in the swing states. And if there's not a clear winner, it's going to be a mess.
Constitution and federal law ensures that by Inauguration Day, the House and the Senate can elect a president and vice president and fix the problem. So let's see. Let's hope that doesn't happen. All right, ladies, thank you. It's 10 before the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Hey, guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Hi, I'm Sue Blake with Powerhouse Solar. Solar energy not only makes financial sense, but right now you can go solar for zero money down. At At Powerhouse Solar, we install the most cost-effective and highest efficiency panels from SunPower. And with the electric company's rolling blackouts, Powerhouse Solar can make sure your family is not left in the dark. We have generators and battery backup systems designed for your specific needs. Call Powerhouse Solar today at 275-5600 or visit us on the web at powerhousesolar.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Top five items from the world of technology. That's what we have right now on Tech Talk at 53 after the hour review of the top five items this week that Victoria Keelan has researched as they impact you. And at number five, I'm not going to do my Samuel L. Jackson impression. Because most of that you can't get away with on the radio. So,
correct.
What do we have here? Hey.
So, Amazon is expanding the Samuel L. Jackson voice skill for its Alexa digital assistant. Now it includes tens of thousands of more phrases, which will be fun. And, of course, a lot more swearing. So, they're also giving him his own dedicated wake phrase. So, all you need to say now is, hey, Samuel, rather than go through, hey, Alexa.
Hey, Samuel!
Yeah, so hey, Samuel, if you have that now. It's only 99 cents to access this on Echo and other Alexa-enabled devices. And so while gathering feedback, Amazon said 75% of the users of Samuel's voice on Alexa said they wanted a more candid, off-the-cuff version than what was originally, you know, he had basically some recorded phrases. So now you can interact with him even more, and there are 30,000 more phrases that were added, and five times the swear words. So... It makes Alexa a lot more fun when it's Samuel L. Jackson talking back to you.
All right, number four is the sharpest item of the week as far as I'm concerned. Please summarize, Victoria.
If you use the navigation app called Waze, W-A-Z-E, which is, as all of us have said here, it's by far, I think, the best navigation app available. It's owned by Google, but it has way more features than Google Maps does or even Apple Maps. And so they're adding a new feature that I think all of us have suffered with, and it's called lane guidance. So what it does now, it will recommend what lane you should be in when you're entering or exiting a freeway or a highway. And in the past, it's sort of been a little murky, and you had to kind of figure out which lane you needed to be in on your own. And that can be dangerous while you're driving and trying to also exit or enter a freeway. So now it will be very specific about which lane you need to be in order to execute the exit. So that's a good feature. They've stolen it from Google Maps and Apple Maps, but I think overall Waze is still really is much better. They also have new traffic notifications that will let you know that traffic is building up on the way to your favorite or frequent destinations. So that will help too, so you can beat the rush.
Just me personally, that's the best story of the week.
Yeah.
Number three and some of these others have no meaning. Drone deliveries,
well,
I'm not exactly going to be in line for that.
Well, you're not a Walmart customer. However, many millions of Americans are. And
that's
so Zipline is a drone company. They are partnering with Walmart for a new drone delivery operation. So the program is going to be for on-demand deliveries of health and wellness products, including prescriptions. They're starting the trial next year in their headquarters, which is in Bentonville, Arkansas. And Zipline's launch and release system allows for on-demand delivery in less than an hour. They'll be operating from a Walmart store, and they can service a 50-mile radius. If you think about it, a 50-mile radius for delivery within an hour is pretty amazing. So that's like about an hour away in most places, maybe even a little more. So
yeah.
That's actually great news. Earlier this year, Zipline announced it was partnering with a hospital system in North Carolina to make contactless deliveries of PPE. That worked out really well, and that's why they've now moved up a step with Walmart. And so they've already delivered more than 200,000 critical medical products to health facilities in multiple countries. Back in 2016, Zipline made a lot of headlines because they were the first national drone delivery system in the world to deliver blood to patients in remote areas of Rwanda. That was their real testing ground. So, and then on the other end of it, Amazon, which is constantly competing with Walmart, they recently got approval in August from the FAA to operate as a drone airline in the U.S. So we're not really sure what that's going to look like yet, but next year in 2021, we'll start to see how these drone delivery systems really kind of pan out.
Number two, Apple has a big announcement.
Yep, Apple announced they did their annual September announcement of all the new products, and one of the new ones is the Apple Watch Series 6, which is pretty cool. The new model looks just like the 4 and the 5, but it adds a variety of new sensors to allow for things like blood oxygen monitoring and better sleep tracking. The Series 6 can measure blood oxygen levels in 15 seconds using both red and infrared light. The reason that's important, and you've been hearing a lot about this during the pandemic, blood oxygen levels are often tied. If you have a low blood oxygen level, that's usually one of the first signs of COVID. And so if you're a lot of people, you know, they had oxygen levels that were way lower than they should be, and that was an initial symptom that doctors were knew to treat patients for COVID-19. So you can get that information now from the Apple Watch.
Number one, Amazon is a products that they have are Firehead.
Yeah. Amazon Basics is their own line of electronics, and they make more than 5,000 budget-friendly products. However, after 1,500 reviews of 70 items, they have been deemed a fire hazard. So be very, very cautious if you're buying Amazon Basics electronics.
Budget-friendly, but don't want to have them in your house unless you want to have your house
exactly.
Burned down. 59 past the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
State legislators in one western state were trying to pass a controversial bill and hoped to do it quickly before opponents had a chance to generate opposition. Opponents found out and asked that the bill be read on the Senate floor, a right members have in every state. So the leadership brought in 5 computers to simultaneously read different parts of the bill at 650 words a minute each, a speed no human can follow and comprehend. A district judge finally intervened and ordered the state Senate president to have the bill read in an intelligible fashion. Such shenanigans are common in legislatures across the country, but the principle they violate just isn't that complicated. The people have a right to know what their government is doing, and playing kindergarten games does not fill the bill.
For more information, check out our podcast at Lens of Liberty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. With just 6 weeks now before the election, the Senate's being urged by President Trump to quickly move on his upcoming nomination to fill the Supreme Court seat vacated by the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
The president has made his position crystal clear, tweeting, quote, "We were put in this position of power and importance to make decisions for the people who so proudly elected us." He continues, "The most important decision has long been considered to be the selection of the United States Supreme Court justices. We have this obligation without delay." Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is vowing to bring the president's nominee to a vote with just over 6 weeks before the election. Bob Agner reporting.
Tropical Storm Beta off the coasts of Texas and Louisiana, moving north at a very slow 3 miles an hour, is expected to make landfall sometime Monday. Texas coastal communities have begun preparing for the storm. Galveston, nearby Seabrook, issuing voluntary evacuation orders. Two other systems also in the Atlantic, becoming a very busy hurricane season. Now, if Beta makes landfall, it'll be the 9th storm to hit the United States this year, and that would tie a record set way back in 1916. Out west, evacuation orders have been issued for desert communities near a wildfire in the mountains northeast of Los Angeles after winds whipped flames quickly and spread the danger.
We have a lot of steep terrain here, a lot of dry fuels, and that's what's really making the fire grow right now.
U.S. Forest Service spokeswoman Kyla Vizara says firefighters have focused on protecting homes as increasingly erratic winds pushed the Bobcat Fire toward foothill communities in the Antelope Valley after turning all the way across the San Gabriel Mountains. More than 7,000 wildfires have burned more than 5,400 square miles in California this year. At least 35 deaths have been attributed to the wildfires in the Northwest. Tens of thousands of Belarusians protesting their authoritarian leader for a 7th week. More news at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there. Approaching your pain from four different angles may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com. Call 800-500-8384. Relieffactor.com.
A bodyguard who was traveling with Britain's foreign secretary has been suspended from duties after he reportedly left a loaded gun on an airplane.
British media reports that the police protection officer traveling with Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab on a visit to the U.S. left the pistol on a plane at London's Heathrow Airport on Friday. Media reports say a cleaner found the weapon. London's Metropolitan Police say the force is aware of the incident and taking this matter extremely seriously. The police department said the officer involved has since been removed from operational duties whilst an internal investigation into the circumstances is taking place. Sarah Shackley, London.
Australia's second largest city, Melbourne, moving closer to easing severe lockdown restrictions after recording only 14 new COVID-19 cases on Saturday. The second day in a row, new infections fell below 30. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Just in time for the holidays, Sony planning to launch its PlayStation 5.
The video game console will cost $500 and launch November 12th, setting up a holiday battle with Microsoft's Xbox Series X over whose new console will be under people's tree this year. Video game fans have been chomping at the bit for the new consoles. The roughly 7-year life cycle of a video game console is ending. The previous Xbox, Xbox One, and Sony's PlayStation 4 were released in 2013. The new consoles promise faster load times, souped-up graphics, and new games. John Scott reporting.
Birthdays on Monday, author-comedian Fanny Flagg is 79. Producer Jerry Bruckheimer turns 77. Stephen King is a scary 73. Actor-comedian Bill Murray, 70. And actor David James Elliott from the TV series JAG is 60. Talk show host Ricky Lake, 52. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmere Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Room is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com. Or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmere Lane. Reading Home Helper, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6:05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
I'm on the job.
Well, you dance around though somebody dropped a red-hot rivet down your overalls.
Well, why didn't you tell the foreman about the rivet?
Oh, I ain't no stool pigeon. Besides, I was the guy who dropped it.
Oh, highly embarrassing. Punch the clock, Riley.
Oh, yeah. Well, so long, Myrtle. I'll see you at the bowling alley tonight.
Yeah, sure. Do not partake too much dinner. Remember, we wish to win that match tonight.
Don't worry. We'll win, all right. Oh, what a beautiful morning. Oh, what a beautiful night. Everything's going quite good.
Hey, Riley, wait a minute.
Oh, hiya, Gillis. Hey, where you running to?
Riley, I can't bowl for the team tonight. You got to get a sub for me.
Wait a minute. What do you mean you can't bowl? This is a championship game.
I can't help it, Riley.
You think I'd ever let the team down, Gillis? No, sir. I'd rather cut off your right arm than not show up.
Yeah, I know, Riley, but my boy Elmer just got back from overseas on furlough.
Oh, gee, well, that's swell. Well, then he deserves some great entertainment like watching us bowl.
Since when is that entertaining?
Look, Gillis, name me one thing that a soldier who's been in the jungle for 2 years would like better on his first night home than to watch his old man bowl.
Well,
See, you can't think of anything.
Don't be a cluck, Riley. You don't think I'm going to let Elmer sit there all alone on a bench while I'm bowling?
Hey, suppose he ain't alone. Suppose a pretty girl is sitting there next to him.
You think Elmer would like that?
He's a soldier, ain't he?
Yeah, but...
Well, there's 10 million American boys in the Army, and I understand that several of them like girls of the opposite sex.
Yeah, but, Elmer just got in town. He ain't got no date. You don't prick no pretty girls off no tree.
Well, my daughter Babs ain't hanging off no tree, but she's available.
Are you sure? Maybe your daughter has another date for the night.
If she has, she'll break it just like that. She'll do anything for her old man.
Okay, Riley. If Babs goes with Elmer, I bowl. But if she don't, then you got to get a sub for me.
Don't worry. You tell your Elmer he's taking my Babs to watch us bowl. Boy, will they have a swell time. Oh, what a beautiful evening. Oh, what... Hiya, Dumplin. Oh, what a wonderful wife. How's about a kiss?
Riley, what's happened to you? Your suit's all mussed and rumpled. Well, look, there's a tear in your pocket. Have you been in a fight?
No, I came home by bus.
Oh, Pop, you feeling good, huh?
Junior, your old man's just had some swell news. It's something the whole family can take pride about. I give you 3 guesses what happens to me at the plant today.
Riley, you got a raise. Oh, now I can get Babs that new coat she needs and a suit for Junior.
stop spending the raise I didn't get.
Oh.
Something else. Out of a clear sky, I got elected captain and also invited to play on an athletic team tonight. Now, all you got to do is guess what kind of game.
I give up, Pop.
Well, don't give up so easy. I'll give you a hint. This game gets played in an alley, see? You pick up something in your hand, you pull your hand back and roll it.
Riley, you're not going to shoot dice.
You know I quit dice the day we got married. I quit right after your father won all our wedding presents from me. Now, guess what game I'm playing tonight? What kind of a big round dish do I eat my milk toast out of in the morning?
Since when do you eat milk toast?
All right. I'll start tomorrow. Now, what kind of a dish are you going to serve it in?
Well, what kind of toast do you want, white or rye?
Any kind, as long as you serve it in a bowl. You get it? A bowl. I'm going bowling tonight.
Oh, is that all?
All? Listen, this ain't no ordinary game tonight. The Alley Cats, that's the welders, is bowling the pin down boys, that's the riveters, for the championship of the plant. And I'm captain of the pin down boys. That's some honor.
Yeah, that's fine, dear.
How would you like to take pleasure in seeing your husband bowl a championship match?
Well, thank you, dear, but I promised Bianca Shanahan I'd mind her baby for her tonight.
Well, then maybe Junior would like to see his old man. Hey, where you going, Junior?
Oh, to get something to eat. My club's got our big meeting tonight.
Well, I guess I'll just have Babs and Elmer watching me win for the pin down boys.
Elmer who?
Elmer Gillis. Babs and him have a date.
Oh, are you sure?
Well, sure, I'm sure. I fixed it myself.
But does Babs know it?
She will when I tell her.
You mean to say you made a date for Babs without her permission?
Well, I'm only doing what your father did. He made a date for you without your permission, and I fell right into the trap.
We're not talking about that. We're talking about Babs.
Well, Dumplin' and I had to do it. If Babs don't go out with Elmer, and then Elmer's old man won't bowl tonight, and we'll lose the championship. And then I'll lose face. How would I look going around faceless? Now, where's Babs?
Well, she isn't home. She's working at one of the bond booths downtown.
Oh, I'll take that. Maybe the boys to see if I'm feeling okay for the match tonight. Hello, Tree Strike Riley of the Pin Down Boys talking.
Is this the residence of Miss Barbara Riley?
Yeah, but she ain't home. This is her father.
Will you take a message, please? Lieutenant Carew asked me to phone. The lieutenant will call on Miss Riley at 8 sharp.
Well, please tell Lieutenant Carew I'm afraid Miss Riley ain't going to be there at 8 sharp. She's going to be watching me bowl.
Lieutenant, let me have the phone.
Wait.
Hello, this is Mrs. Riley. My daughter left a note. She said to tell Lieutenant Carew to come right over any time.
Wait a minute now. Not tonight he can't come.
Thank you, Mrs. Riley. The lieutenant will be there at 8 o'clock. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
What's the idea, Peg? If that lieutenant shows up here tonight, he'll be out of luck.
Well, I can't help it, Riley, if you mix up Babs' date.
Who's mixing up her dates? I had her all set with Private Elmer Gillis. You go asking this lieutenant around here.
It's only what Babs asked me to do in her note, Riley.
Yeah, and who's this Carew all of a sudden? I never heard of him. What a guy. Can't even call my daughter up himself. He's got to get some dame to call for him.
It was probably his secretary.
Well, when I first dated you, I didn't use no secretary.
In those days, newsboys didn't have secretaries.
We ain't talking about that. We're talking about this Carew guy. I don't like Babs to go out on dates with boys I ain't been formally introduced to.
But Babs went to school with Lieutenant Carew. Her note said the lieutenant was a senior when she was a freshman.
So what? Suppose he was a senior. I would have been one once myself if the truant officer could have located me. Peg, until I know more about this lieutenant,
well, as far as that goes, what do you know about Elmer Gillis?
Plenty. Now, there's a boy that's going to get somewhere. Why, in his sophomore year, he pitched 4 no-hit games. That boy's a genius. He's a mental case.
Just because he was a ball player, that makes him perfect. Well, how do you know Lieutenant Carew didn't pitch 20 hit no games?
20 no-hit games? Who's been pitching 20 no-hitters? That's impossible.
Peg, there comes a time in every parent's life when he's got to put his foot down and get up on his hind legs. Babs ain't going out with this lieutenant unless I know more about him.
Well, how are you going to find out? Tie him to a chair, shine a light in his eyes, and cross-examine him with a rubber hose?
No, there must be an easier way.
Well, I know one, Pop.
What?
Down at the library, they got a file of yearbooks. Every graduating class gets out a yearbook, and it tells you all about each student in the class.
Oh, if I look in the yearbook, you think I can get the lowdown on this Lieutenant Carew?
Sure. If a guy plays football or something, it's all in there. The yearbook's in the juvenile section.
Then my head's all made up.
Riley, where are you going?
To the library, but this time I ain't going there to sleep.
No whistling in the library, please.
Oh, excuse me. That sign there just says no talking. It didn't say nothing about whistling.
Now then, sir, how may we be of service?
Well, I just want to take a peek in a book over there in the juvenile section.
Do you want to use the juvenile reading room?
Yes, ma'am.
Well, we have certain strict rules. Have you a note from your parents?
Listen, I'm a parent my own self. All I want is to go in there and sit down a minute and browse quickly through a certain book.
It's most irregular, but perhaps we should encourage the first glimmering of interest in literature, wherever we find it. However dubious the result. Very well. I will place you under the watchful eye of our juvenile monitor for the night, Master Sorrow Jones.
You wish to see me, Miss Prentice?
Yes, Sorrow. A seeker after wisdom has come to our gates. Seeking wisdom.
Yes, Miss Prentice. I shall try to guide him toward the better things. This way, young man.
Okay, mister. I mean, Sonny. But I know which book I'm looking for.
Until our tastes are fully formed, it is wise to lean on the judgment of more advanced readers. May I recommend Little Women?
Look, Bub, you're too young to recommend Little Women or Big Women. Anyway, I ain't here to read nor read, and I'm here to look up some dope about a certain fella.
Ah, research.
Yeah.
How refreshing. This way, sir.
What I want is, I want to look at the yearbook they get out at high school, class of 1942. It's just like I thought, Thyroid. This Carew's name ain't in none of these yearbooks.
Our search does seem to have been fruitless.
They've looked everywhere. This Carew guy ain't on the baseball team. He ain't on the football team. He don't show up for track. If he's on the swimming team, he's underwater because I don't see him. Why, this Carew is nothing but an illiterate moron.
Mr. Riley,
what?
A most disturbing thought is titillating my cerebellum. Could it be that this character Carew is purely an illusion?
How do you mean?
Well, the plain inference to be drawn from the fact that he is nowhere in this book is he never attended the school at all.
Thyroid, mit me. You got the answer right on the tip of my tongue. Carew wasn't even in the school, like he claims. The guy's a fraud.
Shh, no whispering, please.
We ain't whispering. Sonny, what's the time?
It lacks precisely 15 minutes of being 8 o'clock.
Oh, at 8, this self-made nobody is calling on my daughter.
A situation bizarre in the extreme. A man who doesn't exist comes like a vampire to woo and to win a maiden.
Well, don't worry, her pa's going to be on the job. Take it from me, no daughter of mine is going out with a guy who don't exist, even if there is a shortage of men these days.
You're listening to The Life of Riley. We'll be right back after this short break.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman. Brought to you by Asus.
With social distancing and the closure of many public places, loneliness has been one of the unfortunate consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all know about the many online dating apps out there, so why not an app to make friends? Katie Hurdle is the creator of Friend Match.
Friend Match is actually exactly what it sounds like. It works similar to an online matchmaking or a dating website or app, but it is for friends instead of for romance. So it's worldwide. You can meet people from anywhere around the world or locally from your own community. Everything about it is designed to make it easy to find and make new friends. So you sign up, you create a profile for yourself, you share information about yourself, such as what kinds of friends you're looking for. what your interests and hobbies are, and what kinds of things you'd like to do with the friends you find on Friend Match.
Friend Match is free, but you have to be 18 to join.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states and NMLS number 3030.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Offer not available on leases. See dealer for details.
Welcome back to The Life of Riley on Win Radio One.
Well, it's a cinch Riley is heading for trouble if he tries to rearrange his daughter's date. Eight o'clock, and Mrs. Riley is ready to go out to mind Mrs. Shanahan's baby, while Riley tries in vain to interest her in his discoveries regarding the mysterious Lieutenant Carew.
You see what it means, Peg? Why, the whole thing is as plain as the nose on my face.
Well, I don't see it.
Oh, come now. Of course you can see it. Me and this midget professor in the library doped it out that the excursion of Carew's name out of that book is bizarre in the extremities.
Not Riley. If Lieutenant Carew never went to that high school, why did Babs say in a note that he did?
Well, read me Babs' note again.
For the 10th time, it says, expecting call from Lieutenant Carew, who was senior in high school when I was freshman and was very nice to me. We're dying to see each other again. Say I will be home before 9. Hastily, Babs. Now, what do you say to that?
I don't know how Babs could make a mistake like that. The guy don't even exist.
Riley, you are the stubbornest man alive. Now, for Babs' sake, when Lieutenant Carew gets here, be nice to him.
Don't worry, I'll handle him okay.
By the way, your Private Gillis phoned, and I told him Babs was down at the bond booth. He said he'd see her there.
Oh, fine. He'll bring her home here, and Babs can see the difference between Elmer and Carew. And I'm going to be fair. I'll let her pick whichever one she wants a date with, providing she picks Elmer.
Maybe I better not leave you here alone to meet the lieutenant.
Oh, I won't be alone. Waldo Binney's coming here soon.
Oh, Riley, I wish you wouldn't discuss our family affairs with the neighbors.
Oh, Waldo ain't no neighbor. He just lives next door. Well, goodbye, Dumplin.
No, I think I'll wait.
No, you run along and mind the Shanahan baby. Go on, give the kid a break. It ain't every day he has a chance to get rid of his parents.
Oh, maybe this is the lieutenant now. Come in.
Good evening. I got your message, Riley.
Oh, hello, Waldo.
What message, Mr. Binney?
Oh, well, never mind, Peg. I just want Waldo to keep me company.
No. Well, I've got to run along.
Yes.
Now, Riley, please don't be rude to the lieutenant.
Me rude? I may be fresh and insulting, but I'm never rude.
Oh, you. Mr. Binney, I'm sure you'll see that he behaves.
Oh, yes, I promise, Mrs. Riley.
Well, goodbye.
You know, Mr. Riley, I love to fib to women.
Yeah.
At home, my aunt never gives me a chance to tell a lie. She never even gives me a chance to tell the truth.
Yeah, I saw that aunt of yours on the street today. Boy, what a face. She must take ugly pills. Mm.
She nags me constantly.
Waldo, you're the only henpecked nephew I know of. You should join the United Nations and get yourself liberated. Well, Waldo, did you bring this stuff?
Yes, indeed. Oh, I have my tools in this bag.
Well, with all this stuff, it's going to be a cinch getting rid of the guy.
We've got to shake his nerve and embarrass him.
Yeah.
Now, this little book tells just how to work the tricks.
Let's see. The Joker's Guide, or How to Beat the Life of the Party, 1 Million Belly Laughs. Oh.
Say, there's a whole chapter on how to discourage an unwelcome visitor. Here, now read that.
Yeah. An ingenious father who wished to give his daughter's suitor a hint that he was not welcome, prepared a surprise for the unwanted caller. You can do the same. Why, this is right up my alley.
Oh, it's a great book. I wish I had the nerve to use it on my aunt.
Listen, here's a good trick. Here. First, take your most comfortable-looking living room chair and saw off the back legs. That's easy. I got a good saw. Then cut a hole in the floor just back of the chair. This hole is easily concealed by a small oriental rug in which a hole has also been cut. Waldo, maybe we better use your house. You rent your place furnished. You know, this is all our own stuff here. Mm.
Read what it says happens. The chair collapses, and your other guest will scream with laughter at the expression on the victim's face when he comes to in the cellar.
No, it's no good. Oh. It'll take too long to rig that booby trap. I got to get this lieutenant good and embarrassed and get down to the bowling alley by 9 at the latest. Without me, my team is sunk.
Well, I've brought some quickies that may work on Carew. Now, here. Now, this is awfully clever. Rubber chewing gum.
Yeah, it says here, much hearty laughter will be the result when your victim breaks his teeth trying to chew his gum. Nah, no good. Now, this Carew may have a sense of humor and not get sore.
Well, now here's one that's sure to get you. You offer him a drink, see?
Yeah. Yeah, there's some orangeade on ice, but...
Well, fine. Now, you can kind of hint that it's something stronger.
Or like lemonade, huh?
Yeah. Now, when he says he'll have a drink, pour it in this glass. And then watch him drink it.
Well, why should I be pouring drinks for this guy?
You'll see. This glass is a dribble glass. When he starts to drink out of it, it leaks all over him. Then the book says, gales of laughter follows the victim's attempts to dry him.
Oh, hey, that's pretty good. The glass leaks. Say, maybe instead of orangeade, we could use ink.
Huh? I don't think you'll get him to drink that.
Well, we'll use red ink and tell him it's the juice from blood oranges. Mm.
Now, Riley, how about this exploding cigar? It says, one of the funniest things you ever saw.
Yeah. Guaranteed to singe the victim's eyebrows. Oh, this is charming.
And here, this will really kill you. It's a hot seat.
Yeah? Yeah, well, how does it work?
Well, I'll fix it now. You see, I'll just put it in the seat of this chair. Now, the next one to sit down in the chair gets a terrific shock. Listen.
Oh, yes, sir. You know, Waldo, you got to hand it to that General Electric.
Yeah.
What an inventor. No wonder they made him a general.
I'll fix the hot seat again now, so it'll be ready for this lieutenant.
Oh, brother, we're really going to work this guy over.
Well, he deserves it, the cad.
Yeah. Any guy who's dumb enough to smoke a loaded cigar while sitting on a hot seat ain't going to date up my daughter. Listen, as fast as he gets one wallop, we'll laugh it off and lead him right to the next one, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, that's him. Let him in, Waldo.
Yeah.
First, we'll slip him this dribble glass, then the exploding cigar, then the hot seat.
Yeah.
And then we'll do something to really annoy him. I'll go get the orangeade out of the icebox.
Good evening. Are you Mr. Riley?
No.
Who's that, Lieutenant Carew? Come in, have a drink, sit down, smoke a cigar.
Riley, it's not what we thought.
Mr. Riley, I'm Lieutenant Carew.
He's a she. What? She ain't a him. He's a her.
It's a what?
Oh, were you expecting a man? I'm sorry to disappoint you.
Listen, pardon me, but are you really Lieutenant Carew?
Well, yes, but since Babs and I are old friends, why not call me Grace?
Yeah, thanks. Won't you sit down? No, not on that.
No, over here, please. Yes.
Yeah. And don't smoke them cigars, madam. I mean,
I won't.
A lady lieutenant. What'll they think of next?
I seem to have upset you.
Yeah, I was expecting. I need a drink.
Oh, here. Take this.
Right out the dripping
glass. Oh, Mr. Riley, it's leaking all over
you. Get a towel.
Oh, here, take my handkerchief. Oh, there's spots all over your suit.
Yeah, I should have drunk cleaning fluid. Hey, it's late. I better get going. Where's my bowling ball now? Let's see now.
Oh, were you going bowling? I love bowling.
You do?
Uh-huh.
Say, why don't you come down to the alley with me?
Why, I'd love it.
You know, Lieutenant, you're a swell guy for a girl. Now, let's see. My bowling ball is up in this closet. Yeah. Oh, there she is on the top shelf. I'll need this chair to reach it.
Riley, not that chair.
No!
Oh! Are you hurt, Mr. Riley?
No, not much.
It's too bad you picked the chair with a hot seat, Riley. It seems that we've produced a monster who's turned on us.
Yeah, I created a Frankfurter. And it's eaten me.
Now let's see that ankle. Oh, I don't think you'll be able to bowl tonight, Mr. Riley. That's beginning to swell.
Listen, I gotta go and bowl tonight. The guys will never speak to me if
I don't. Well, I could get you there in my car. Come on, let's go. I'll carry you out to it.
Oh, hey, I don't want no girl to carry me.
Oh, come on, it's easy. I'll use a fireman's carry. We all have to learn it in the wax.
Hey, put me down.
You may as well give in, Riley. You know these modern women.
Now relax, Mr. Riley. Here we go. Hip, hip,
hip,
hip,
hip,
hip, hip, hip.
Riley, you do look funny swung over her shoulder.
Yeah. Your guests will scream with laughing at the look on the victim's mug. Hiya, Peg.
Oh, I found a note that Waldo'd left. How's your ankle?
Oh, my, it's terribly swollen.
It looks like a bowling ball wearing a sock.
Oh, you should be home soaking it. Where's Babs?
Oh, over there near the lunch counter with Elmer Gillis.
Oh, so Babs did ever date with young Gillis, huh?
Yeah, and with Lieutenant Carew, too.
What?
Say, that lieutenant is a wonderful girl.
A girl?
Yeah, whack. Look, that's her down there bowling in my place on the team. And doing okay.
A whack lieutenant? Oh, Riley. No wonder she wasn't on the school football team.
Okay. You was right and I was wrong. So I'll be polite and won't say no more about it.
All right, dear.
Anyway, I learned one thing tonight, Peg. Never count your ducklings till they come home to roost. Because they might hatch out to be slick chicks in a whack uniform that can bowl. Wow! Just made another strike. What an army!
Don't go away, folks. The Rileys will be back in just a moment. Nutritionists have been casting a critical eye on American breakfasts of late, and any of you who've been eating a skimpy little breakfast had better watch out. You'll be told that breakfast skippers often come to no good in the middle of the morning. They're apt to be tired, less efficient, and more prone to accidents about their work. But on the other hand, the man or woman or child who sets out with some good stick-to-the-ribs food under the belt has a head start on the day. Meat for breakfast, good bacon or pork sausage, for instance, gives you a real boost, for it's chock full of fuel for energy. But more than that, it's a protein food of highest quality, and those eagle-eyed nutritionists will tell you that it's necessary to get some of your proteins at breakfast, not to crowd it all into one meal a day. So let's have some good breakfast meats for breakfast. Food for children to grow on. Bodybuilding food for everybody. Remember, meat's a yardstick of protein foods because meat, with its right kind of proteins, measures up to every protein need. All statements regarding the nutritional values of meat made on this program are accepted by the Council on Foods and Nutrition of the American Medical Association.
Are you comfortable in that chair, Riley? How does your ankle feel?
Oh, it feels fine if you like agony. Peg, hand me a cigar, will you?
Here you are,
Here, let me fix the pillow back of your head.
Pop, here's a light for your cigar.
Oh, thanks, Junior. Yes, sir, this is living.
What's that book you're reading, dear?
Oh, it's some kind of deep stuff. A bookworm I know suggested me reading. Rebecca of Sunnybrook Farm, chapter 1, page 1.
Oh! Oh, good heavens.
Pop, the cigar exploded.
Riley, where are your eyebrows?
I don't know, but that's the kind of reading I like. A book that starts off with a bang.
Folks, the following is an important message that applies to every soldier now listening in. Volunteers are again being accepted for training in the parachute troops of the United States Army. For a time, enlistments were limited, but now that the quota has been filled, new applications are being considered. Paratroopers receive $50 extra a month in base pay, and officers $100 extra. Any soldier wishing to become a member of this branch of our fighting forces is urged to apply to his company commander immediately. The Life of Riley, starring William Bendix, is sponsored by the American Meat Institute. We'll be back next week at the same time. William Bendix appears on this program by arrangement with Hal Roach, and you'll want to see him in his current starring picture, Eugene O'Neill's Harry Yates. The Life of Riley was directed by Don Bernard with music by Lou Kozloff and came to you from Hollywood. This is Ken Niles saying, see you next week.
That wartime episode of The Life of Riley is from July 16, 1944, or about 7 weeks after D-Day, the invasion of Normandy. A major turning point in the Second World War as the Allied troops landed in France and began their march toward Germany. The actor who played Chester, William Bendix, would show up in some major war pictures. He was Private Randall in 1942's Wake Island, a John Farrell-directed motion picture based in fact, starring Bri Dunleavy, MacDonald Carey, and Robert Preston. The following year, Bendix would be seen as Corporal Potts in Guadalcanal Diary, which also featured Lloyd Nolan and Anthony Quinn. And just a few months before that radio episode was broadcast, or back in January of 1944, Bendix would be seen in Alfred Hitchcock's Lifeboat. Based on a story by multiple award-winning American author John Steinbeck, it related the story of survivors of a torpedoed ship in the same boat as one of the German sailors who sunk it. Bendix played Gus, joined by Tallulah Bankhead, John Hodiak, Hume Cronin, and Heather Angel. I will share a fun little piece of trivia about Lifeboat at the end of the show. A hint, it's about Hitchcock's famous cameo. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and next on Win Radio Was, the comedy continues, as we'll visit the Jack Benny program. Right after this break.
It was a time of women's legs, in silk stockings, it seems. Of margarine, you had to mix with color yourself, unless you wanted it to look like lard. Of new Studebaker cars, for $660 at the factory in South Bend, Indiana. Of a one-time cop, turned small-time private detective, to whom three shaves on a blade was routine, and four, that was good luck. 1940, the time of Harry Nile.
We invite you to meet Harry Nile, a former Chicago cop who quit the force after uncovering a vein of corruption.
Why am I out here in California, where I never wanted to be, with another man's $1,000 in my pocket, heading for a rendezvous with a guy I've never seen, to do a job I never thought I'd be doing?
He stalks the rainy streets of the pre-war West on behalf of private clients in Radio Spirit's 23-episode collection called Seattle Blues.
His briefcase is on the bed. Papers are scattered everywhere. But Dickens isn't there. Uh-oh. Yes, he is. Still in his leather jacket, lying against the wall, is a pink glow from the neon motel sign outside on the street, and it shows me enough to make me back out of that room and get out of Victorville as fast as I can go.
Today, you can save $12 on Harry Nile, Seattle Blues. This 8-CD set is regularly $31.95, but When Radio Was listeners can get it now for only $19.95. Plus, get free shipping. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77.
But even though I can hardly walk, I'm smiling, because I've solved the case of a battered beauty all in one night.
Get Harry Nile, Seattle Blues today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code HARRY77. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
This is your Check It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
With social distancing and the closure of many public places, loneliness has been one of the unfortunate consequences of the COVID-19 pandemic. We all know about the many online dating apps out there, so why not an app to make friends? Katie Hurdle is the creator of Friend Match.
Friend Match is actually exactly what it sounds like. It works similar to an online matchmaking or a dating website or app, but it is for friends instead of for romance. So it's worldwide. You can meet people from anywhere around the world or locally from your own community. Everything about it is designed to make it easy to find and make new friends. So you sign up, you create a profile for yourself, you share information about yourself, such as what kinds of friends you're looking for, what your interests and hobbies are, and what kinds of things you'd like to do with the friends you find on Friend Match.
Friend Match is free, but you have to be 18 to join.
That was your Check It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back to When Radio Was, for most of its quarter of a century on radio. Jack Benny would broadcast this show from Hollywood, but occasionally he traveled elsewhere. And this upcoming episode is one of those. He's in the Big Apple, and even though he performed live in front of an audience, this example was recorded, then played back, or as they called it back then, transcribed. Jack will joke about that in a couple of minutes. Heading back to July 4th, 1954.
And now, around the world, the Jack Benny Program. With Barry Livingston, Rochester, Dennis A., Bob Crosby, and yours truly, Don Wilson. Ladies and gentlemen, this broadcast is coming to you from New York City, where tonight Jack Benny will also do his television show with his special guest, Miss Helen Hayes. But right now, we're doing a radio show from the Lincoln Square Theater. We can't bring you Lincoln, but here's a real square, Jack Benny!
Thank you. Hello again, this is Jack Benny talking, and Don, that was such a wonderful introduction you gave me. It's a shame it's your last one.
What do you mean, my last one?
Well, Don, this show is transcribed, and the program and you will be released at the same time.
But, Jack...
Look, Don, I'm only kidding.
Oh, say, Jack, did you read that last week President Eisenhower played golf at the club you belong to in Palm Springs, Tamarisk?
Yes, Don, and what a thrill I got when I read that. Just imagine... The President of the United States driving off from the same tee that I drove off. Putting on the same green that I putted on. Tipping the same caddy that called me a cheapskate. What a thrill.
You know, Jack, when the President plays golf, he's accompanied by 20 Secret Service men.
20 Secret Servicemen. Mm-hmm. Gosh, I'll bet he never loses a ball. You know, FBI means find ball instantly. But anyway, Don, it's exciting being here in New York again, isn't it?
It certainly is, Jack. And have you noticed all the changes since we were here last?
You bet I have, Don. They've painted the sub-treasury building. Brinks has 4 new trucks. And there's a brand new carpet in the Chase National Bank. Anyway, Don, excuse me, Don. Hello?
Hello, Mr. Benny. This is Rochester.
Rochester, where are you?
I'm backstage at the television studio.
Oh, how's everything going?
Fine, fine. I've been watching Miss Hayes rehearse on the set.
Oh, yes, Helen Hayes. I'm sure lucky to get her as a guest star. She's some actress, isn't she, Rochester?
Yeah, and boss, you should have seen her this afternoon. In 1 minute, she went from a mood of carefree, lighthearted gaiety to the pent-up emotions of anger, frustration, and despair.
Gee, what scene was that?
No scene. She was reading a contract.
Well, Rochester, she's probably nervous. Everybody gets excited before a live television show.
On the contrary, boss. Everyone's very calm here. Your producer is taking a nap, the director is reading the magazine, and the writers are playing cards. In fact, we've had only one attack of nerves all afternoon.
Really? Who had it?
Your makeup man.
My makeup man? But Rochester, this makeup man in New York has never worked on me before. He's never even seen me. Did you describe me to him? Did you tell him that I'm only 39 years old?
I even went further than that. I told him you had skin like a peach.
Well, good, good. What did he say?
He asked me if I'd ever seen the skin on a 39-year-old peach.
More of the Jack Benny program right after this short break.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey, boys.
Now what?
I was just wondering if I could have tomorrow off.
Tomorrow? But Rochester, just last week you had 3 days off.
Oh, boss, you're not going to count them, are you?
Why not?
We were on the train.
Well, you had nothing to do.
Nothing? Every time we came to a stop, you threw a white coat on my back, shoved a whisk broom in my hand, and we split the tips.
All right, you can have tomorrow off. I'll see you later. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Was that Rochester?
What did you say, Don?
I say, was that Rochester?
If it wasn't, I've been talking to a giraffe with a sore throat. Don. Once in a while, I slip one in, you know? I'm an ad-libbing fool, you know? Except I got it written in pencil, and I didn't tell anybody. Don, Rochester's over at the television studio watching a rehearsal.
Oh, Jack, how did you manage to get such a wonderful actress like Helen Hayes to appear on your television show?
Well, Don, I heard that she was very anxious to appear on an outstanding comedy program, so I went up to her apartment and asked her to be on my show, and she accepted immediately.
Well, that's amazing.
I will admit, of course, I used a little trick.
What did you do?
I had my leg in a cast. She thought I was Jackie Gleason. You know, Don, sometimes you have to be very clever about how you... See who that is, will you, Don?
Sure, Jack.
Can we speak to Mr. Benny?
Say, Jack, it's a fella and four girls. They want to talk to you.
To me?
Mr. Benny, my name is Rogers and Hammerstein.
Rogers and Hammerstein?
No, Rogers and Hammerstein. The N stands for Nathan.
Oh. When you told me who you were, I was amazed. You know, you have a very famous name.
Yeah, I know. Nathan sells hot dogs in Coney Island.
Oh, well, look, Mr. Hammerstein.
Just call me Nate.
Well, what can I do for you, Nate?
Well, myself and these four girls here are members of the Jack Benny fan club. I'm the president.
Well, how long have you people been my fans?
Mr. Benny, we realized you was our kind of guy when we first saw you at the Palace Theater.
Gosh, when was that?
Yesterday evening when you was arguing with a cashier about changing the prices.
Oh, were you there?
All the time, till the cops broke it up.
Well, look, it's very nice of you to come over, but right now I'm doing a radio show.
Yeah, that's why we came over. The girls want to welcome you to New York.
Welcome me?
Yeah, take it, girls.
Hello.
Of a New York City-based broadcast of the Jack Benny program, with a broadcast date of July 4, 1954, although it's possible that transcribed offering had been recorded a few months earlier. We'll have the rest of that one at the beginning of our next show. I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we heard William Bendix in The Life of Riley. And I mentioned he was one of the stars of Alfred Hitchcock's 1944 wartime picture, Lifeboat. Since all the action in that movie took place in the boat, how did Hitch manage his trademark cameo? I'll explain and then wrap up when radio was right after this.
MusicRewind.com presents 100 novelty songs, your favorite quirky and offbeat songs, in a four-CD set of original recordings from every genre, with some surprising star names such as Benny Hill, Harry Belafonte, The Cordettes, Peter Sellers, Connie Stevens, and many more.
The people, it sure looks strange to me.
Come and listen to my story about a man named Jed. We're a mountaineer burning.
Get 100 novelty songs today at musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $21.98 for this amazing 4-CD collection of peculiar and unpredictable music. Plus, receive a bonus of reduced shipping by using promo code Novelty77.
Now, when everybody's heard about the bird, the bird, 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 the bird's a winner, winner, bird, bird, bird.
Four CDs jam-packed with 100 novelty songs that will always make you smile for only $21.98. Just go to musicrewind.com today or call 800-206-5002. Use promo code Novelty77 to save on shipping.
And then the witch doctor, he told me what to do. He said that...
Now, what a novel idea. Call 800-206-5002 or go to musicrewind.com. Remember promo code Novelty77 for reduced shipping. That's musicrewind.com or call 800-206-5002 today. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
Air Canada says it will no longer use the phrase ladies and gentlemen, just in case anybody might be offended. Its in-flight announcements will now address passengers as everyone. Many companies are joining the fad of eliminating all references to gender, a commitment to respect sexual identity, diversity, and inclusion, they say. But who exactly is offended by being called something nice? The company admits nobody is actually complained about it. They just want to avoid ever offending anyone in the future. Good luck. It is not possible to go through life without ever saying or thinking anything that could possibly offend someone. Americans need to lighten up. Political correctness is so out of control that it offends me. I'm not gender neutral. I'm female, and I love being called a lady.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back. Before the break, I was talking about the 1944 war picture Lifeboat and the challenge director Alfred Hitchcock faced when trying to do his trademark cameo. Initially, he thought perhaps he could just be a dead body floating by the boat, but he felt that would come off as silly. So instead, he put himself in a newspaper ad being read by William Bendix's character. It's an advertisement for weight loss. You see, Hitchcock had been on a crash diet and dropped about 100 pounds. So both the before and after pictures in the ad were of him. I'm your host, Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. Remember, though, to visit us at the website, winradiowas.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
When Radio Was is presented by RadioSpirits.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.